This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Corey Morris. British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw today is trying to fight back against claims made against his government's handling of the intelligence in the months leading up to the war on Iraq. Yesterday, former Foreign Secretary Robin Cook and ex-Cabinet Minister Clare Short testified before a board of inquiry investigating if the government misled Parliament purposely about Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction capabilities. Short yesterday accused Tony Blair of deciding to go to war last year, a claim Straw is denouncing.
It was not the case that a fixed decision for war was taken at an early stage. We were prepared to take yes for an answer from Saddam Hussein. I said that often enough myself.
Straw insists as there was much debate at senior government meetings in the run-up to the war, and the intelligence, he says, was accurate. Another American soldier, meanwhile, has been killed today in Iraq. Military officials say someone opened fire on troops in central Baghdad, wounding a second member as well from the 1st Armored Division. Just yesterday, a soldier from that same division was killed when he was shot by a sniper while on patrol. Separately, meanwhile, an American soldier fatally shot two protesters today during a confrontation with former Iraqi troops outside U.S. headquarters in Baghdad. The Israeli government says the death of a 7-year-old girl at the hands of apparent Palestinian militants is just further proof terrorist organizations in the region have not stopped their attacks and don't intend to do so. Gunmen killed the girl as she was riding in a car through the West Bank late yesterday. Israeli government spokesman Avi Posner says the militant groups are simply following up on a promise to actually expand their attacks.
A 7-year-old Israeli girl was assassinated by Palestinian terrorists. Last week, those terrorist organizations pledged to kill Israeli women and children. They carried out their threat.
The attack took place after Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas failed to persuade militants to call a ceasefire with Israel. Two other people wounded in the attack have been identified as the dead girl's 5-year-old sister and her father.
What's the big news in allergy medicine this season? It's a new name in non-drowsy relief, Allivert. New Allivert starts dissolving the instant it touches your tongue. Without water. So you can take Allivert inside, outside, in your car, wherever you are. Allivert is non-drowsy 24-hour relief in a quick-dissolving tablet. New Allivert. Allergy medicine you can take right when you need it, wherever you are. Allivert. Use as directed.
This is Dr. Danny. Paul, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Danny.
Hey.
Man, listen. We're having a hard time potty training our son.
Well, that's a common problem. How old is your boy?
He's 26.
Paul, I have some bad news. At this age, potty training will be near impossible.
You kidding me?
No, but Paul, I do have some good news.
All right, man. What?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
A state of emergency is in effect in Benton Harbor, Michigan, after rioters took to the streets for a second night in a row last night. Demonstrators reportedly throwing rocks and bottles at police and also set some homes on fire. They were protesting the death of a man during a police chase early Monday. Police say he was speeding when he slammed into a house. The Justice Department's at least trying to differentiate now between racial profiling and police work and using ethnicity to identify possible terrorists. New rules forbid police from using race as a factor in routine investigations, but it still can be used when there is, quote, trustworthy information linking suspects to a criminal act.
What's the one key ingredient missing from the relief of allergies that hurt? The pain reliever in Advil. Yes, Advil. New Advil Allergy Sinus is a one-of-a-kind formula that takes the pain out of allergies in a whole new way. A recent study showed that when Advil is combined with its allergy medicine, you get better relief of your worst allergy symptoms, all with less of the medicine that makes you drowsy. Advance to new Advil Allergy Sinus and stop allergies that hurt.
The judge conducting the hearing for a Fort Campbell soldier who's accused in a fatal grenade attack on fellow troops in Kuwait earlier this year will use a video hookup today to hear from soldiers who are still stationed overseas. That story now from reporter Mary Perrin.
Sergeant Hassan Akbar faces murder and attempted murder charges. Two soldiers were killed and 14 injured in the March 22nd attack. 101st Airborne Division spokesman Major Trey Kate says it occurred on the eve of their scheduled move into Iraq.
We mourned our fallen comrades. We paid our respects to their families. They pulled up their bootstraps. And the next day they rolled out and went to war. Since that time, they've fought over 1,200 kilometers north. They are keeping the peace in a huge area. They're getting lights. They're getting electricity. They're taking care of children.
The hearing should conclude Friday with findings due a week later. I'm Mary Perrin.
Attorneys for Akbar claim their client was worried U.S. soldiers would rape and kill Muslims during the war on Iraq. Akbar himself is Muslim, and he and his lawyers are trying to make a case for racial and ethnic prejudice against him. I'm Corey Morris, and this is IE America Radio Network News. We'll be right back.
I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Anti-lock brakes, seat belts, and airbags, all ounces of prevention safety that equip today's cars. But when we come back, I'll tell you where there's a pound of cure, just in case you need it.
Asphalt, rubber, metal, speed. This is racing for Tony Stewart, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Matt Kenseth, and John Andretti. There's one more key to racing, Champion Spark Plugs. They race different makes of cars, Chevy, Pontiac, Dodge, Ford. But they all trust Champion because they all have the same destination, the winner's circle. Champion powers all.
Be sure to ask your service technician or auto parts retailer for Champion Spark Plugs.
Today's technology-equipped cars are designed to prevent accidents. But when they happen, it's technology again, this time to the rescue. 1,000 cars in upstate New York are testing automated collision notification. This system uses in-vehicle sensors to detect a crash and then employs a satellite and cellular phone system to relate the severity and location of the accident directly to 911. After receiving this information, the operator then opens a voice line and dispatches emergency assistance. Wow, that sounds like 2 pounds of cure to me. I'm Bobby Likas, brought to you by Champion, the world's favorite spark plug.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
Welcome to the Peter Werby Show, where we dare to connect the dots. Call now at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Peter.
Thank you very much. Joined by Jalene Jordan, sunny Florida.
Yes.
And you're off to Puerto Rico. You're living in Florida. You're going to Puerto Rico. This ain't the season. Of course, you went to Jamaica in August, didn't you?
And I'm going again in September.
September? Okay. I'm going to come visit you. Marilyn and I, or just me, or at least me, hopefully Marilyn and me, will be down to visit you and Troy, and we'll broadcast from the studios there in sunny Miami in January.
It'll be great.
Yeah. Not in June or July.
Right.
It's about, what is it there, 110 or something?
Oh, no, it's not that bad today. It is in the 90s, probably.
And you were telling Marilyn that you bought 4 bathing suits?
Well, yeah, you know. God, I'm a woman of fashion.
And you're going to be down there for how many days?
3.
Oh, wait a minute. You got 4 bathing suits for 3 days?
Yeah. Yes, I did, Peter.
Yeah, I'll tell you. You're lucky you're married to Troy.
Why?
Because, well, maybe.
Ema, no way.
Even if she came home with it, I said, you know how you memorize that route to the mall? Well, go back and take 3 of them back.
I'm the comptroller.
Yeah, are you?
Of this family.
Well, she is to some extent as well.
Well, and I also work my butt off, so I buy what I want.
Well, you do. And I have 1 bathing suit, and you wear it, and then when it starts to get a little shredded, like Marilyn says, you know, your bathing suit's got a little rip in it. And I go, oh, I do? All right, I better get another one.
You're such a dude.
So what do you need 4 bathing suits for?
Well, you know, there's different suits for one to go in the ocean and play around, and one to look good when you're walking to the bar.
Okay.
And another one to try to look good when you're walking to the other swim-up bar.
Wow. I don't blame you for going.
Listen, my good friend is down there for a convention, and she just said, do you want to meet me? And so I'm going to meet her, and I can't wait. And, in fact, I was going to go Friday. I changed my plan. I'm going tomorrow.
That's right. So
I'm going to be off for an entire week.
Thursday and Friday. You won't be back till next Thursday.
Right.
Wow. I'm going to be here all by myself?
Peter, sorry.
I can do it.
I know you can.
I might take tomorrow off anyway.
Okay.
All right. We'll get somebody else in here. Well, this is the only program in America that dares to send out a big, big kiss to our gay brothers and sisters. You ready to give them one, Jalene? On
ready.
3? 1, 2, 3. Okay. Anyways, the reason we're doing that is the Canadian cabinet has approved a new national policy today to open marriage to gay couples, paving the way for Canada to become the 3rd country to allow same-sex unions. The other one is the Netherlands and Belgium, and I think we got to give them a big hand for that.
Yeah, all right. So progressive.
Yeah. And
oh my gosh, you know, people from the same sex loving each other? Wow. What a novel idea to recognize them.
But you got to stigmatize them and not let them get married and
ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. Canada's new marriage policy also comes right when the government is going to push for legislation that will decriminalize small possession of amounts of marijuana. And the U.S. has got its, maybe, I don't know whether this is an appropriate analogy right here or not, but it has their shorts in an uproar about. You know, these right-wingers in America, which includes now the entire government, this corrupt right-wing government that rules us, you know, they're always in other people's business.
Yeah, trying to repress everyone.
Yeah, you know, one of the things...
Keep the man down, man and woman down.
Yeah, well, one of the things is that, you know, I think it was William Burroughs, the beat writer, who said, they're busybodies, people who have no business of their own, so they butt into other people's business. But the thing, that's not even really accurate. I've used that for years. It occurred to me, they're people that butt into other people's business because they don't want to face having to take care of their own business.
Oh, that's a good
Isn't
point.
That true?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, these right-wingers, I mean the hardcore, militant people that want to determine, want the political...
The religious right.
The religious right. Not the... I don't even want to... I mean, here's what I'm going to say. If the, you know, if the shoe fits, wear it. But these are people that want the political state to enforce their narrow little view of biology, theology, what have you. So they make up the compulsory pregnancy movement, the prohibition movement against drugs, and a hundred other things. They're the people that burn the records of Elvis Presley and the Beatles, you know. They're the ones that you know, didn't want the Dixie Chicks on the air. So they're through every generation. It's what Wilhelm Reich called the emotional plague. Mm-hmm. And it gets spread from generation to generation. A few people, though, escape it. I think it is genetic. I don't think too many people get won over to it. Say, well, here's a good way to live your life. Let's be real repressive.
So, yeah. So everyone, let me live a way that everyone looks at me and judges me and that kind of thing, right? Yeah.
Now, this policy opens the way for same-sex couples from the United States and around the world to travel to Canada, since Canada has no marriage residency requirements. Now, that what it means is the gay community of Detroit, of which it is substantial. A lot of gay couples live in the neighborhood that Marilyn and I do. And they could go over there and get married. Gay rights advocates in the United States are already declaring that Canada will serve as a vivid example to Americans that same-sex marriage is workable and offers no challenge to traditional heterosexual family life. You know, that's not true. I was actually thinking of divorcing Marilyn and marrying a guy. I mean, what nonsense is this?
What lucky man.
You know what it is, too? This is another thing. This is why they're not going to take care of their own business. I mean, what do we know about homophobia? What generates homophobia? It's fear of those
right.
same things within yourself, of homosexuality that comes up in almost everybody. Not to me. No, not to me. Uh-uh, not you. Not me.
There's not one gay bone in my body.
Right. Which isn't true. So, I mean, that's why they had to make all these
that
rules.
Makes me laugh.
That's why they had to make all these rules. Don't people understand that? You know, so this is not taking care of your own business. And you deal with those things in a way that makes sense for your life, independent of what the political state or the church might think or what other people. Can you imagine allowing other people to run your sexual life? And that's what's happening to gay people.
I know. But fortunately, countries like Canada are, you know, cluing in.
Mm-hmm. Now, no American state allows same-sex marriages, but Canadian marriage licenses have always been accepted in the United States. But now that definition of marriage in the two countries is likely to diverge, as it says here in the New York Times.
You think G.W. Bush's America will stand for that?
Well, see, they want a piece of all these traditionally democratic electoral blocks. So they're not going to go, you know, right up against, you know, Bush won't. What will happen is they're going to try to pass. It's already in the hopper, a defense of marriage amendment. They want to amend the Constitution of the United States to define marriage. I mean, talk about wackos. Talking about a distortion of what the Constitution's all about.
Oh, absolutely.
This is absolutely sick.
Yeah, it is sick.
Prime Minister Jean Chrétien of Canada says you have to look at history as an evolution of society. According to the interpretation of the courts, because an Ontario court held that that it was unconstitutional not to recognize gay marriages.
Wonderful.
One of the things, let's put this out to people, by the way. Can anyone give me an argument why gays should not be allowed to marry? I mean, and why do you care?
Yeah, why is it your business what people?
Yeah,
and just it just seems that people who are gay, they get labeled as just it's all about who they are, you know, having sex with. It's so ridiculous.
You know,
it goes beyond anything and just goes right to that very core, very personal issue.
And you know, you still haven't resolved the problems in society. Is if you always, in describing a person, use an adjective as to their race or their religion or their sexual preference.
Right.
You know, nobody says the white atheistic Peter Werby, for instance.
It's
you know?
True.
So,
it's true.
Hey, oh, wait, well, I'm sorry. White atheistic heterosexual Peter Werby.
Right.
Right. What I just saw a bumper sticker yesterday on the way to work. I may be straight, but I'm not narrow.
Yes, I like one. That one.
Here's Frank from Boston. Frank, it's Peter Werby and Jolene Jordan at 1-800-TALK-YES. Any reason why gays shouldn't get married in your estimation? Hey, Frank. Do we freak him out? Frank, you can talk about anything you want. Can I hear this big silence there?
I don't hear a thing.
No. Okay. We're going to go.
Just the crickets.
John Lucas, our production manager, has entered the room. He has the latest hot off the press.
Jim Hightower.
No. Yeah. Remember Jim Hightower at 33 minutes after the hour. How about this? A woman faces charges for driving while breastfeeding.
Oh, really?
A mother who was driving from Detroit to Pittsburgh is facing charges for breastfeeding her child while driving.
Oh, no.
She was trying to breastfeed and drive at the same time. I support.
Well, people drive and read at the same time.
Well, I support her being ticketed on that.
You do?
I do. I mean, that's dangerous.
Oh, come on, Peter.
Well, listen, you don't have any kids, so we don't know. All right, moms? What do you think?
Let someone breastfeed live on the radio.
I didn't let them. They did.
Right.
When we were in Santa Fe last year, right, this wonderful woman and her wonderful little baby, the kid started fussing, and she just whipped out her breast, and she didn't even pause. She didn't even, you know, the sentence just continued. So, sure, that was okay. But, it's like when we're, you're talking in a car, it's like drive now, talk later.
Right.
Okay. All right. Frank is here. Frank from Boston, you're on the air. Hi. Frank, we had this once with you. Don't do it to us again. Now, maybe something's wrong here.
I think that would be accurate.
Okay. Let me see. Let me try somebody else. John from Santa Fe, you're on the air. We've got a problem.
Peter, do you have a button press that you shouldn't have
pressed?
No,
I'm looking. I'm looking
here. Okay.
All right. Okay, guys. Wait a minute here. Hold on.
I heard noise.
Okay. Put them on.
We are so pathetic.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, you there? Frank.
Okay. Let's move along.
All right. Frank says he's there. Dave's there. Somebody else is ringing. I got all these great. He just said the hell with it. Frank just hung up.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Well, stay with us, folks. And if you're ringing the show, we'll pick that up in about 30 seconds or half a second or so. There you go. I'll try one more time here. All right. You
oh,
want
Peter,
it left?
You're a martyr.
Why? Oh, no. There's another word for it. John, can you hear me now? No. All right. Let me try.
Stop it.
John. No.
Okay. Move along.
Okay. On what? I mean, I was counting on callers to carry me onward. Let's go back to talking about your bathing suits.
The default conversation, right?
Yeah. All right. Here is Bill Vellner, our chief engineer. And
very good.
That was down. Yeah. All right. We're not on the air, are we? Oh, we are. Okay. All right. We'll continue on. So what were you saying about your bathing suits?
Peter.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. How about this? Email. When in doubt, go to email. But stay with us, folks. We will get this fixed. This is from Adam. He sent this into calltalkyes@yahoo.com. This was on the Mike Malloy message board. And this person that wrote in, and he sent it to me. I began thinking of a way to increase revenue for our country in a time of budget cuts. And why can't we have corporations purchase naming rights from various government organizations? We could have the Fox News Ministry of Truth.
Hey.
The Carlyle Group Department of Defense.
Yes.
The Halliburton Energy Commission.
It already is.
Yeah. Clear Channel Communication Commission instead of the FCC, right?
Right.
The DuPont Environmental Agency.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
And you could even have individuals purchase naming rights. We could have the Trent Lott Ethnic Diversity Commission. I like this. And Adam always ends his email with a wonderful George Orwell quote, which says, "During times of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act."
Oh, hey.
Orwell is so wonderful about language. He refuses to give anything to the people that would distort language for political purposes. One more time. During times of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. All right.
You know, it seems like that right now. It really does.
Yeah, right.
It really does.
It does, because we live in the most deceitful of times.
And people who speak like we do, on a much larger scale, say, in one of the big magazines or one of the, national television shows, It's like they're shunned for telling the truth. We tell it every day.
Yeah. Speaking truth to power. Peter Werby, Jelaine Jordan. We'll be right back. See if your calls work when we come back. 1-800-TALK-YES. Give us a try.
James Carver here to talk to you about something that's finer than frog hair, something that really puts the pepper in the gumbo. I'm talking about InPhone, people, a new telephone service that takes 411 and adds a whole lot of giddy-up. Just call 888-411-1111 and you get an operator who will fetch your phone numbers, movie times, driving directions, restaurant reservations. How does that grab you, fella? Let me say that number once more, 888-411-1111. InPhone, how can we help you?
Only 89 cents for any call up to 15 minutes. Only 5 cents a minute after that. Your first 5 calls are free.
One of the reasons people give for not buying LoJack is where they live. But that has little to do with whether your car will be stolen. It's where you drive. Do you drive to work? To a mall? To the city? That's why you need LoJack. Nationally, stolen vehicles that have LoJack are recovered over 90% of the time. And LoJack guarantees they'll recover your vehicle within 24 hours after you report it stolen to the police, or LoJack will reimburse you the cost of your LoJack system. See your car dealer or LoJack.com.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Tired of the same old conservative blather on talk radio? Want a different slant on politics in the world than what's offered up by right-wing wacko talk show hosts? Then join me, Peter Werby, 2 to 5 p.m. It's my new time. That's Eastern Time. Weekdays for an alternative not often heard on the AM band. If you want to hear a talk show host that opposes Bush's wars, challenges corporate rule, defends the interests of working people, the environment, and a woman's right to choose, then join me, Peter Werby, in my new time slot, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yes, I'm calling about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off...
Why?
...is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
Heroes need to take responsibility. They can't run and hide. Pissed us off, so we voted for Republicans, a form of suicide.
Republican side!
Suck, 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 suck,
Show. 1-800-TALK-YES. 1-800-825-5937.
We are so immature.
That's what Steve wrote us, and I couldn't help myself. A very thoughtful listener said, look, you're just cheapening your message by playing stuff like that, and why don't you, you know, put your message out in a responsible manner. So just like the scorpion said, can't do it. It's in my nature.
You and I both are so ornery.
That's from Elroy. You can go to elroy.net/songs. ELROY.net/songs.
Sounds like Neil Young.
Yeah, it does. It does. Big let's try, I don't know, let's try our phones again. This is going to be, we got a whole bank load of phones now. Hi, this is Kathy from Tampa. Are you with us?
Can you hear me?
Yay! Hey! Bill Vellner, thank you for fixing it. Go ahead. Now, one of the things you wanted to talk about was this woman from Detroit, my hometown, who's facing charges of child endangerment for breastfeeding her child while driving on the turnpike.
Now, she was physically driving herself?
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's dangerous, too. I nursed my child for 18 months, and she was a two-hour feed-on-demand child at the at the beginning, and I would have just pulled over.
Sure.
What if the baby's, like, laying in there on one of those, like, little babushka things where it's just kind of is close to your body anyway, and it's just kind of
just sucking
away?
Well, it can't be if you want to keep it safe. It should be in a car seat.
Sure.
And
in the back.
Oh, yeah, car seats.
In
you can tell I have no children.
In the back, yeah, because we play that the little
public service announcement.
Yeah, here, her name is Donkers, Catherine Donkers. This is for real. I think there are a lot of things that we do where we put ourselves at risk.
Yeah.
Hey, just by the very fact that I'm in a car and there's a lot of car accidents every single day. I mean, this is cheap. I bet she's a smoker. That's what smokers say. You know, same kind of thing. Kind of thing like
that. She shouldn't
that.
Be smoking. She got the baby in the car.
Yeah.
But I can really speak to that because I nursed for a long time.
Well, Kathy, here's what Nell wrote into calltalkyes@yahoo.com from San Diego. She said, I breastfed all five of my boys. However, in my wildest imagination, never in my wildest imagination, would I ever think of endangering my babies by sticking their heads between my hard rib cage and the steering wheel.
Yeah,
a quick stop and their soft little heads would have been crushed.
Yeah,
that woman who breastfed while driving is probably a ditz, but she should be ticketed or arrested for abuses like women who leave their kids unattended in locked cars.
Right, in the heat.
Yeah.
The other thing is the issue about gay marriage.
Yeah.
And it's gays and lesbians, by the way.
I should probably not be for that because I'm a born-again Christian. However, I had a brother-in-law who died from AIDS back in the early stages of AIDS time, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I also
have a
sister-in-law who currently is in a long-term relationship who is gay. And for the life of me, I don't even understand why. I mean, if they have a loving, committed relationship, that they can't do that.
Absolutely.
I'm glad to hear you say that. And I'm sad that you think that because you're a born-again Christian that that goes against, you know, the love of two people. And I'm glad that you don't let that, you know, stop.
You know, even if I saw it as a sin, okay, the Bible says love, hate the sin, love the sinner. I don't view it that way.
And it's another thing to see, even if you do, it's another thing to have the political state carry out the dictates of one group of people's theological view of relationships. I mean, you can continue to, like, I think that people, for instance, that are against abortion ought to do whatever they think is necessary under the Constitution legally to agitate against it, to convince women to have babies to term. They shouldn't interfere with their access to women's health centers, and they shouldn't try to get male legislatures to pass laws so male cops will enforce the law.
And they shouldn't shoot doctors.
And they shouldn't. Well, yeah, that goes without saying. All right, we'll be right back. Thank you, Kathy. Hold on, folks. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Where will you be the next time your allergy strikes? Inside? Outside? In your car? Now you can take non-drowsy allergy medicine right when you need it. Announcing Quick Dissolving Allivert. It starts dissolving the instant it touches your tongue without water. Allivert is prescription strength, non-drowsy, 24-hour relief. Even Claritin can't beat. New Quick Dissolving Allivert. Allergy medicine right when you need it, wherever you are. Use as directed.
You're listening to The Peter Werby Show, 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
Thank you.
This is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
It's day 10 on the picket line for nearly 500 telephone repair workers in Kentucky with no end in sight. The Alltel Corporation bought its Kentucky operations from Verizon last year on the condition that the company honor all existing contracts, including its union's collective bargaining agreements. But two locals of the Communications Workers of America say the company hasn't lived up to its end of the bargain. They filed a complaint with the Kentucky Public Service Commission, as well as charges of bad faith bargaining with the National Labor Relations Board. A union spokesperson says Alltel wants to gut its health care obligations to retirees, increase health care rates, and wants free rein to hire outside contractors. No new talks are scheduled.
A national referendum to protect workers in Italy from unjust termination failed this week after less than half the electorate cast ballots on it. A general strike last year forced Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi to drop plans to reform Italian labor law, making it easier for companies to fire workers. That backlash led to the referendum, but only 23.4% of eligible voters made it to the polls. This opens the door for Berlusconi to try again and weaken worker protections, but there's no indications yet he's ready to do that.
The Bush administration's quashing of safety regulations on a list of poisonous chemicals has labor groups accusing the White House of toxic politics. The regulations, which were first drafted during the Clinton administration, were supposed to have regulated the use of a range of chemicals that have been linked to a host of injuries and deaths among U.S. workers, including an explosion at a New Jersey plant that killed five in 1995. But recently, the Bush White House quietly shelved the proposal. According to the Center on Public Integrity, industry groups opposed to the plan gave Bush and Cheney more than $216,000 in the run-up to the 2000 presidential election.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
The Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern, on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
Show 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Julene Jordan, welcome back as well. That's our friends Chumbawamba. You can go to Chumba. Chumba, C-H-U-M-B-A. You can go to chumba.org or chumba.com. They've got stuff on both sites. And that's their song, Homophobia. I saw them back when they were doing their tour for Tub Thumper. You know, I get knocked down, I get up again. Yeah. And, you know, it was just a big pop song. And none of the people there realized what a rad band they are. Yeah. And then people were cheering after they did Tub Thumper for an encore. And they did that song a cappella.
The homophobia song?
Yeah.
You know, listen, they are so rad, and they are such good friends of the Peter Werby Show. We're just kind of one and the same.
Yeah, let me say, I haven't done this in a long time. I'm going to have to, okay, don't stand too close to the mic or to the, you know, the headphones
okay,
or anything
okay.
like that.
Pulling my
For those people
away.
That are still concerned about gays,
and
get
lesbians.
Over it! Damn.
Yes, exactly.
Can we get, you know, there's serious things happening in the world. Here's Dave in Silverdale, Washington. Hi, Dave. Peter Werby and Julene Jordan at 1-800-TALK-YES.
Hey, Peter and Julene.
Hi.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave, you sound a little muffled today. What's up?
Do I?
Yeah.
Must be the weather out.
There you go.
How's that?
Yeah. Better.
You know, on a personal level, if I had a reason to be against gay marriage, I guess it would be because I would have difficulty buying a gift. I have a decidedly male heterosexual sense of style, so that would be challenging. Beyond that, I have no legitimate reason to be against it.
Well, good. And illegitimate ones we're not interested in, although the first one's a pretty illegitimate, too. They're they're just guys.
If the state...
I think I missed this.
He was saying he wouldn't know what to buy a gay couple.
Oh.
I mean, the gay men, actually, it's all gay men couples around. And, you know, after
around
a while.
Around you mean?
Yeah, around me.
I hang out with lesbian couples all the time.
I'm talking about that live in my neighborhood.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know. They're just like anybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I went to visit my girlfriends in Missouri, I brought them a giant piece of aloe vera from Florida.
Wow.
Crazy.
Well, my neighbor and good friend is gay, and he definitely has a much better sense of style than I have. So.
Yeah, well,
you can
go
fortunate.
If the state has a compelling interest in marriage, which apparently it does, because with things like polygamy or some things like that, the state claims that we have an interest as a community in regulating that, so systems don't get tied up in, you know, money disputes and estates and so forth, and then the whole issue of health and promiscuity. So if we have an interest in regulating marriage, why wouldn't we have the same interest in offering that to gay couples?
Absolutely. That's the whole argument. Absolutely. All right, let me cut this one a little short. I got one more caller, and then we got Jim Hightower, and then we've got our guest as well. All right, thank you, Dave. Appreciate you calling 1-800-TALK-YES. Steve, thanks for making that available. Let's just go to Tony in Washington, D.C., then we'll go to Jim, and then to our guest. Hi, Tony. It's Peter Werby and Jalene Jordan.
How you doing, Jalene, and how you doing, Peter?
Doing good.
Don't change that bloody website. Don't change it at all.
Oh, we are, though.
You know what? Actually, you're talking
about... Peter Werby Show's getting a facelift,
it's going to... Actually, I said on that little snippet that I was going to leave my website all messy and everything, but we've got this wonderful listener who's a professional web designer, and if he wants a little later into it, I'll mention his name.
So content-wise, it'll be the same, Tony. And
yeah.
But for those who don't know the website, it's peterwerby.com. That's W-E-R-B.
Just don't wear a tie.
No. In fact, I'd have to go buy one.
Do you own one,
No,
Peter?
I don't own one.
Quickly, like I said, I am... challenge in that area for its gay marriages or lesbian marriages.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Tony.
No, but I do, and I don't have any friends that because it's just challenging to me as a Christian, though. But that's me. That's Tony personally. I don't think that anybody, especially the bloody government, should have their nose in trying to prosecute them for their own political purposes. And that's basically all I want to say.
Okay, thank you, Tony. Appreciate
Tony, I know some cool lesbians in Washington, D.C., if you want to.
I can't seem to get him off. How do we do this here?
Those little buttons. Hey, and also I just got an email that said, tell the guy, Dave in Silverdale, that gays and lesbians do know how to register for wedding gifts as well. Woohoo!
Yeah, all right.
Ding, ding, ding!
We're going to talk with Catherine Albrecht, and she's the founder and director of Caspian. That's Consumers Against Supermarket Privacy Invasion and Numbering. This is a Walmart horror story, folks. You are not going to believe this one. First, let's listen to Jim Hightower, America's favorite populist, on the Peter Werby Show.
Let's hear it for Ed Rosenthal. He's a marijuana grower. But before you can say drug dealer, let me say that he grows his marijuana to be sold for medical purposes, supplying patients under doctor supervision and who need the medicine to treat severe and chronic pain, cancer-induced nausea, and other ailments. Providing medical marijuana for these patients, many of whom are terminally ill and have no other medicine to ease their agonies, is not only humane and medically sound, but it's also perfectly legal. In 1996, the people of California voted to okay this use of the cannabis plant. In 2001, however, George W. chose John Mad Dog Ashcroft to be the U.S. Attorney General. And this super pious right-wing extremist has zero respect for the will of the people. Asserting his personal bias over states' rights and democratic choice, the authoritarian Ashcroft is on a prosecutorial crusade against California and the eight other states that have passed medical marijuana laws. Saying that his views and the federal law preempt state law, Ashcroft's agents have been going after people like Rosenthal with a vengeance. In a perverse Orwellian twist of justice, the feds convicted Ed by refusing to allow him to tell jurors that he was operating within state law. Jurors later angrily said they would 100 years in prison and a $4.5 million fine, as the absurd federal law allows. The judge only assessed a $1,000 fine and one day in prison for Ed. Rosenthal will now appeal this silly conviction itself, and his case has become a rallying point for all of us who think this federal law is an anti-American assault on our basic liberties. Yet Ashcroft is as arrogant and autocratic as ever. As one of his agents said of Ed and us supporters of common sense, we are not listening to them. This is Jim Hightower saying, and that's exactly what's wrong with national drug policy.
Thank you, Jim Hightower. Regular feature on the Peter Werby Show. You can go to jimhightower.com for more from Jim. Now, this is a story that just is absolutely unbelievable. It has to do with Walmart, and starting this week, the nation's largest discount retailer is going to begin selling tracking-chipped products to clueless shoppers. And let's bring in somebody who's been tracking this. It's Catherine Albrecht, and she is the founder and director of Caspian, that stands for Consumers Against Supermarket Privacy Invasion and Numbering. And Catherine, welcome to the Peter Werby Show.
Hi, Peter. It's great to be on with you.
Now, they are going to put radio frequency or have ID sensors on shelves stocked with RFID tag Gillette products? Is this?
Well, you know, it sounds like something straight out of science fiction or the Minority Report. And in fact, we've been talking about this for the last year, and it's been hard to get people to believe us. But last week, Walmart made the announcement that they are going to require their top 100 suppliers all around the world, in fact, to begin embedding tiny radio frequency tracking devices. Now, these are little computer chips capable of beaming out information remotely without your knowledge, without your permission. They are going to be putting these into, what they said is by the end of 2004, they want their suppliers to be compliant with this technology and to have adopted it on the supply side. Now, that means when they unload a truck or they get a pallet or they get a box full of stuff that they're shipping in on the in the back rooms, that those pallets would be equipped with these devices. Now, from there, it's just a short step to putting them what they call item-level tracking, which would be putting them directly into the consumer products you and I buy and take home. And, in fact, starting this week in a Walmart store in Brockton, Massachusetts, about an hour south of where I live here in New Hampshire, they're going to be putting or testing these chips in Gillette products.
Wow. So for the consumer, you actually took away my next question. I was going to say, well, wait a minute, maybe this is just all for, you know, shipping and tracking and stuff like that. But so it's going to go out in Gillette products?
Well, here's the plan. This technology got started. It's actually been around since World War II, but it's been very technical, very expensive, and nobody's really messed around with it until just probably in the last couple of years. In 1999, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, the big research university here in Massachusetts, got started with some money from Procter & Gamble to take a look at replacing the barcode with tiny computer chips that would enable them to, and get this, to number every item on the planet with a unique identification number.
Hmm.
Now, unlike today when you have a barcode where your can of Coke and my can of Coke would have the same number on it saying, hey, that, you know, that's 12 ounces of Coke, what would happen under this new system is a tiny computer chip. Now, when I say tiny, it's smaller than a piece of glitter. You can barely see these things. A tiny computer chip containing a unique number would distinguish your can of Coke from mine. So now let's say we each buy these cans of Coke. The second part of this is not only does the barcode get replaced with the chip, but it can be read at a distance. Some of these chips can actually be read at as much as, you know, 10 to 40 feet.
Wow.
Meaning that right through your clothes, right through your backpack, right through your wallet. And if you remember a couple years back, people were upset about the there was facial recognition technology.
Sure.
Being used at the Super Bowl, you know, scanning people's faces against a mugshot. Well, that's child's play compared to what you can do if they replace the barcode with these remote tracking chips.
So we're talking about a total surveillance society. I mean, this is what, with all this this John Poindexter's little spy agency in Washington and this kind of stuff, and it's death of a thousand cuts. It's not like they're all of a sudden they're going to bring in this big police state, but pretty soon we're going to be tracked in every moment of our lives.
Well, and this RFID technology, I think, really is going to be the big swooping change because, you know, you see the cameras going in little by little. I'm telling you, once they have RFID readers everywhere you go, well, let's go back to that doorway example. You walk through a doorway and you've got some stuff in your backpack, some things in your wallet, in your pocket. That doorway, if it has a hidden reader device in it, and these things are pretty tiny. They're the size of pagers in some case, the readers. So let's say you walk through the doorway. Now you are carrying around an electronic cloud if you have these chips in all your stuff. someone could make an inventory of everything in your pocket, everything in your backpack, all the way down to the size and color of your underwear, and you would have no way of knowing when that had happened.
What good does it do for Walmart to put the Walmart to put these chips in it? I mean, what can they tell? I mean, it tracks. So I go buy a Gillette product at Walmart, although I've never even been in one in my life, never intend to, and I take it home. How do they benefit from that?
Well, at present, Walmart is testing this out with Gillette to try to prevent shoplifting, and the idea there is they'll have a camera trained on the shelf. The shelf will actually detect when you pick up a product, because, of course, there's a tracking device in the product embedded in the packaging. When you pick that product up, the security cameras will swoop down and kind of keep an eye on you as you move around the rest of your shopping trip to make sure you pay for the razor blades you've picked up. Now, longer-term applications of this, once you get that item home and out of the store, would include things like Benetton. The big Italian clothing manufacturer was talking about putting these chips into their clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And our organization, Caspian, mounted a big worldwide boycott, which just lit like wildfire across the planet, and Benetton backed down from those plans. But there are companies that would like to put these tracking devices in shoes and clothing. One of the concerns, of course, there is that if you have a tracking device in your shoe or your clothes, and it's linked up to your identity because you paid with a credit card at the cash register, then they would know, okay, well, chip number, unique chip number 304827, et cetera, was registered to, you know, Jane Peterson, who bought it at a Walmart store on this date. And then any time that chip is read, they'll have a pretty good bet that that's who just walked through the doorway.
You know, I could imagine, Catherine Albrecht, some people listening and thinking, so what's the big deal? You know, it's kind of the old argument, if you're not doing anything wrong, why do you object to, like, a police search? But then, of course, everything that this country was based on, and, you know, being free from illegal, unreasonable search and seizures, kind of goes out the window. And it is what I said earlier, a society of total surveillance.
Well, you know, Peter, you've hit the nail on the head there, I think, that our founding fathers had just emerged from a very oppressive regime that the crown of Britain that wanted to keep an eye on everything they were doing. And why did they want to do it? They wanted to do it so they'd have total control. If you look at, you know, I'll go you one better. Some people will even say, well, I think it's a great idea. We should just surveil everybody all the time. Let's put a camera in my bathroom. Well, if that would make us safer, then we should probably be able to look at some examples of history of surveilled societies and say, well, were they safe? And I'll tell you, one of the most surveilled societies on the planet was Stalin's Soviet Union.
Sure.
I mean, you know, every piece of mail every piece of mail delivered to your house could have been read. Every phone call was listened in on. Neighbors were spying on neighbors. You never knew if the guy you invited over to your barbecue was taking notes for the KGB. Were they safe? And the answer to that is absolutely not. If you look historically at the number of people who were killed in that society by their own government, where some estimates now say as high as 60 million people died at the hands of Stalin in that oppressive KGB surveillance regime. So far from making people safer, I think our founding fathers had the right idea when they said, you know, people are safest when the transparency is that the government has to be transparent to the people, not the other way around.
Yeah, we should have our politicians have these chips in them. Maybe that would be a way to go. Well, yeah, what happens, you could conceivably, and I'm not even sure this would work, be safe from external threat, but then the threat becomes internal. So you do have a government of the type that Bush just brags, become the reason for having overthrown Saddam Hussein is because he was such an awful dictator, and the thing that he did was to keep this repressive control. And the same thing. I mean, you don't even have to go back, as awful as the Stalin regime was. There's still enough of them around today. And you know what? Just personally, even if it never came to any draconian state, I don't like being watched. And the political state watching people, whether they have good intentions or bad, and they almost always have bad, as people, free people, should not be subjected to that.
Well, amen to that. I absolutely agree. And by the way, I'm working on a doctorate in psychology at Harvard University. I'm writing my dissertation. And one of the things that I've studied in looking at the psychology of privacy, I think it's very relevant to this. Even if you put aside, even if you don't believe that, hey, maybe some bad government could get a hold of this power and abuse it, one of the things that we have found out over the last 50 years in psychological studies is what happens to people when you strip away their privacy. Now, when you take people's privacy away and you give them that constant feeling that they're being watched, you wind up with all kinds of psychological symptoms. People wind up getting a little bit neurotic. They wind up being unable to relax. They wind up with a whole host of
secondary health problems as a result of never feeling as though they have a moment to themselves. So even if you put aside the very real, I think, societal dangers of this technology, just the psychological effects alone on us as a people, as a surveilled people, always with that threat of, gee, is my neighbor going to turn me into the TIPS program because I didn't water my lawn right? Or, you know, is the supermarket watching how much pita bread and hummus I'm, you know, are they going to report me to Homeland Security as a potential terrorist? You know, all of these worries, they may seem little, but they add up.
They do.
They really do lead to psychological illness.
We're out of time. You can go to nocards.org, nocards.org.
Well, I got to throw in one more thing. We have legislation to fight this. So,
sure.
We would love to have, what we're calling for is legislation to require labeling so you don't accidentally buy Gillette razors and take home a tracking device. You can find that on our website at nocards.org. We're in the process of putting up a website at stoprfid.org, too, and you can check us out there. We'd love the support. And if you guys want to contact your local lawmakers, I think we could put a stop to this.
Got to go. Thank you, Catherine Albrecht. Bye-bye now.
When I fell, my doctor didn't give me Tylenol. She gave me Advil.
I was surprised. My doctor gave me Advil for my back.
Advil is my doctor's choice for muscle pain.
Truth is, doctors nationwide choose Advil most for tough muscle pain, strains, and sprains. Advil can give you longer-lasting relief than Tylenol on tough pain.
Now I always make sure I have Advil in the house.
Make the doctor's choice your choice. For better relief, advance to Advil.
Nice drive, Jim.
Thanks. You know, I wish my business plan was a straight. We just can't grow anymore with our current facility. I've looked at the price to build, but I'm afraid to spend the money.
Jim, I've known you since you've started your business. You succeeded because you made tough decisions and took risks.
Well...
Look, I had the same problem, but I called General Steel Corporation. The general helped me build my new office and warehouse, and I stayed within my budget. I couldn't believe the time and money I saved compared to traditional construction.
That's a steel building?
It sure is, but with the stucco and rock products provided by the general, you just can't tell. They engineered the building for this area and to fit my needs. When the economy rebounds, I'll be ready to gain market share.
Save time and money with a General Steel building. Call toll-free 1-866-96-STEEL. Whether you need a 40 by 60 for under $13,000 or a 60 by 200 for under $49,000, call 1-866-96-STEEL. If you need space, you need the general. Call 1-866-96-STEEL today.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
We are very lucky tonight to have joining us from California, Geneva, BartCop.com's resident astrologer. Can you tell us anything about George W. Bush's chart?
There was a lot of stuff in his chart. He's got a lot of aspects on his own that would indicate that he would be easily maneuvered into being a puppet, a front man, or people who had more of a scheme in mind like that.
He is a very weak man when you get right down to it, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Extremely weak-willed. What sort of looming obstacles might keep Bush from being reelected? Is he going to face some sort of impeachment, criminal charges? Can you elaborate?
Well, that would be nice. I mean,
it would.
If they did it to Clinton with as little as they had to
go on. Oh, my God.
Why not?
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
I am fed up with religion. Where do they get off telling people what they can and cannot believe?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's only a belief.
Sure.
Now we got Bush wanting to create a holy crusade against Islam that wants to fly planes into our buildings.
And this will encourage them to do more.
Yeah. When will mankind be free of this foolish fantasy?
We have a new problem, Mr. President. Our recon team just found new evidence of threats from Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein? But we secretly took him out months ago.
Yes, sir. And now we believe that he's building weapons of mass destruction in heaven. Sir, you must understand our fears. We must take out those facilities. We must bomb heaven.
The Peter Werby Show. 1-800-TALK-YES. 1-800-825-5937.
Thank you very much. Welcome back, Jalene Jordan. Welcome back to you as well.
Thank you, Peter.
Well, that was a great guest talking about these, what are they? Now I'm forgetting what that stands for. These little embedded
RFID,
chips.
RFID, the little.
Yeah, which is, oh man, I got it here somewhere.
I think it means right in the middle of your business.
Yes, radio frequency
right
ID sensors. Walmart is going to put them in Gillette products. Let's see here. I mean, this is signed.
Tennis shoes. Did she, I didn't hear it, but did she talk about tennis shoes?
No.
She told me this morning that there are some brands of tennis shoes, she believes, that have these little trackers in them already.
Well, Raquel from Austin, Texas, says she was shopping the past weekend at Mervyn's, and there's signs all over their men's and women's wear departments stating that all of their merchandise have these embedded chips that must be deactivated before you can leave the store. She hadn't said, I hadn't thought much about it, but I trusted that once I was out the door, the chip is off. Now I'm wondering, after listening to your guest, if they can be reactivated and by whom. I don't think so.
Yeah.
But who knows? John Orwell Ashcroft and his cronies are at it again. I'm sorry, what?
Eventually, you know.
Yeah, who knows?
And so it'll be, truly be, walk a mile in my shoes.
Yeah, there
they'll
you go.
They'll be walking right along with us.
You. All right, here is Sarah from Santa Fe listening to KTRC. Hi, Sarah. It's Peter Werby and Jalene Jordan at 1-800-TALK-YES.
Oh, hi, Peter and Jalene.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah.
Just a real quick thing. I really feel that the media, including you, should be repeating as often as possible like a mantra. If the Bush administration is really sincere about getting rid of terrorism, then they should be pursuing the investigation of 9/11 diligently and enthusiastically.
Well, they're doing the opposite, though.
If repetition is the name of the game, which it seems to be, like 2 and 2 is 5, you repeat it often enough, if we could just somehow get that. Every time one of these guys brings up, terrorism, investigation, et cetera, weapons of mass destruction, we just throw it in their face about the lack of enthusiasm for pursuing the investigation.
Well, I think you're right. Absolutely right.
We can do that, yeah.
Yeah, and, they use it manipulatively, to promote their own political fortunes. We've got to get to the bottom of 911. Thank you, Sarah. We'll be right back. 1-800-TALK-YES. If you're on hold, please stay there. We'll get your calls. More coming up.
You've been listening to The Peter Werby Show on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Hi,
truth seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to animal talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to Animal Talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Erica Kane. Pope John Paul II has accepted the resignation of Phoenix, Arizona Bishop Thomas O'Brien. The resignation follows his arrest earlier this week in a fatal hit-and-run incident. O'Brien has told police he didn't stop because he thought he hit an animal or that someone threw a rock at his car. The bishop's automobile sustained severe windshield damage and has been impounded. A drive-by shooting in Baghdad has taken the life of another American soldier in Iraq. Military sources say they are looking into reports that two other U.S. troops were killed during a grenade attack in the capital city. Palestinian gunmen have killed an Israeli girl and wounded her sister. Two militant groups are claiming responsibility for the attack.
Israel has agreed not to target top political figures and to hit only militants seen as imminent attack threats in a deal worked out by Israeli and U.S. officials. But the leading militant group Hamas has dismissed Israel's gesture, saying Israel will continue assassinations. Meanwhile, Hamas has decided to resume truce talks with moderate Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas. Washington is trying to force both the Israeli government and the Palestinians to take the prerequisite confidence-building steps for U.S. President Bush's peace plan, which envisages the creation of a Palestinian state by 2005. Nina Mirapots reporting.
Riots have taken place for a second night in Benton Harbor, Michigan. The city's in a state of emergency as mobs protest a man's death during a police chase. Police Chief Sam Harris says destroying the community won't solve any problems.
People want to destroy our city. There's no way we in law enforcement can truly stop them from destroying our city. They must remember one thing. If you destroy the city, you have no place to live.
Protesters threw rocks and set cars and buildings ablaze after a black motorcycle rider died during a chase involving white police officers. More after this.
They left their farms and factories, their offices and classrooms. 16 million Americans in uniform. 400,000 gave their lives for freedom. For the first time, young women eagerly entered the workforce to supply the arsenal the world depended on for victory. But this was no faceless mass that went to war. They were my relatives and yours, our fathers and mothers, our grandparents and next-door neighbors. They were our family's heroes. And yet, unbelievably, there's no national monument anywhere to honor the amazing generation that won World War II. I'm Tom Hanks. Please help build the National World War II Memorial on the Mall in Washington, D.C. Call 1-800-639-4WW2. That's 1-800-639-4992. It's time to say thank you.
A public service message from the American Battle Monuments Commission, the Ad Council, and this station.
Economists are saying a government report on inflation will probably convince the Federal Reserve policymakers to cut interest rates when they meet next week. The consumer price index advanced by 0.3% last month. It appears NASCAR's Winston Cup Series will continue under a new name next year. ESPN reports NASCAR has reached an agreement with wireless service provider Nextel to take over sponsorship. The deal is expected to be worth $30 million a year for 10 years. The official announcement could come tomorrow. More news after this.
One of the reasons people give for not buying LoJack is where they live. But that has little to do with whether your car will be stolen. It's where you drive. Do you drive to work? To a mall? To the city? That's why you need LoJack. Nationally, stolen vehicles that have LoJack are recovered over 90% of the time. And LoJack guarantees they'll recover your vehicle within 24 hours after you report it stolen to the police, or LoJack will reimburse you the cost of your LoJack system. See your car dealer or LoJack.com.
The number of Hispanics in the U.S. has reached an all-time high of 38.8 million. The new figures from the Census Bureau show the nation's Hispanic population grew much more rapidly than the U.S. population as a whole. Southern states saw a particularly large increase in their Hispanic population. The FDA has recalled all Lipitor products after reports that some were repackaged with a counterfeit form of the cholesterol drug. No harmful substances have been detected in the fake products. They come from Albers Medical Distributors Incorporated and H.D. Smith Wholesale Drug Company. People who don't like needles will like this news. The Food and Drug Administration has approved its first flu vaccine spray. It's sprayed in the nose instead of being injected in the arm. The CDC estimates between 10 and 20% of U.S. residents come down with the flu each year. I'm Erica Kane, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Ah, the Old West. Bucking Broncos, Calvaries, and water pistols. Thank goodness in Hopalong Cassidy, it's still alive. Under your hood. When we come back, I'll identify one of technology's most wanted.
I'm Bobby Likas on the street, talking to people who love their cars. Excuse me, sir, you're putting a car cover on your vehicle?
You bet. I protect my car outside from the weather with a car cover, and from dings and dust when it's inside the garage.
Is it easy to put on?
Easy to put on and take off.
What's it made of?
Blockit fabric by Kimberly Clark. Great protection at a great value.
Take it from people who love their cars. Buy a car cover made from Blockit fabric by Kimberly Clark. If your Bronco or F-150 or LeSabre is bucking, it could be from a clogged injection system. A wonder of modern technology, fuel injection systems like tiny water pistols squirt precise amounts of gas into each cylinder. But like clogged arteries, when injectors become restricted with debris, gas flow slows. Result? Vehicles that stutter and waste fuel. For healthy injection systems, don't depend on the Calvary. Once a year, pour a double dose of injector cleaner into a full tank of gas. Run that tank out, then replace the fuel filter. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
Daring to connect the dots. It's the Peter Werby Show. Call 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Peter.
Thank you very much. And joined by Jalene Jordan. Hi, Jalene.
Hello, Peter.
Boy, that was a busy first hour.
It was. That's the way we like it.
We're both ADD on this bus. In fact, we're all ADD on this bus.
Yeah, pretty much.
And, I'm trying to even think if we can recap it all. We're too
ADD to recap it.
Yes, that's right. Let's just move on to the next thing. One subject that brought a lot of comment is the Canadian government is planning to approve a new national policy that would give marriage rights to gay couples. We think that's absolutely wonderful. Wondering whether any of you could think of any reason why this shouldn't be allowed.
And so far, all we've come up with pretty much, and even the very religious people who have called in have said, why should the government tell two people whether they can, join each other in marriage or whatever. So that has been very refreshing. And I hope in their lifetime that people even like that can go a step further and back away from the Bible and get into life and realize that they're people like you and me. They, who cares what they do in the privacy of their own home or wherever they choose to do it? It's not.
Do you know what gay guys do? You ever hear that?
That's how
I go, what are you thinking about, man? I know gay people, and I don't think about what they do, you know?
Yeah, I think sexual interaction between anyone is a really hot thing. Who cares?
And, you know, a lot of the people, I don't know, I'm trying to debating how to keep this a family show, but, the kind of what they're getting at with it, do you know what they do, is I don't want to mention, but that sure makes the rounds in a a lot of heterosexual circles, if you can
right.
judge by the level of pornography.
Yeah, and that's right? gay men. Lesbians, you
know,
no.
I mean,
it's okay with guys.
I mean heterosexual guys dreaming about that. Never mind.
No,
I don't think we're going. We don't want to go
here.
You
know what I'm saying, though?
But yes.
And then it comes to lesbians and guys. Well, that's okay, though.
Oh, that's sexy.
Hot,
that's sexy. Yeah.
But it's, you know, like.
Because all they need is me.
I could change that woman.
Little do they know.
Little do they
yeah.
know.
Yeah. Little do they know that the woman, the lap dancer at the topless club is really gay, smiling at you, thinking, "Man, I can't wait to go home from work," because I've known a couple of gay women that have worked in topless
sure.
bars and you know could care nothing.
Well,
about,
I think oftentimes a lot of women decide that they don't want to be straight anymore after working in those vile places and getting slobbered over by nasty men.
Well, on the other hand, men, for one reason or another, I talked about this one time, and some woman called in and said, well, if guys would take a shower before they came to bed and not stink a beer, but there's the reason that there is this enormous industry of pornography that dwarfs professional sports, in
yes.
all the professional sports taking less revenue than pornography, has to do with that people aren't having the level of sex that they want, or at least that they think that they should have, because of what they see on the big sex machine, which is television.
Right. And then all of these advice columnists who say, if you're not having sex 4 to 5 times a week, your marriage isn't worth it.
Yeah.
Find
yeah.
me a married couple that does. Find me one. Or unmarried. Oh, yeah, whatever, Peter. Whatever. Move along.
Okay. Hey, all right. So here's the problem for the homophobes that are dominant in the United States.
Yeah.
If Canada, in fact, not if, when Canada passes this gay marriage bill, mm-hmm. then couples from the United States can go there, get married, and the United States recognizes Canadian marriages. So all the gay people that we know in Detroit, for instance, very easily can just cross right over into Windsor. And
right.
I'm sure even if they live down like where you are in Miami or something like that, it'd be worth the trip to say, hey, I'm married. And here's the proof of my love for this other man or this love for this other woman.
Well, and some people just are like all a lot of straight couples. They just decide they don't want to go there.
Yeah.
You know, they're happy with where they're
in relationship.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's okay, too. And, homophobes, I'm not going to yell again, but get over it. The other issue was, actually, we had that issue of the woman from Detroit who was driving to Pittsburgh. She's facing charges for child endangerment because she was breastfeeding her child while driving on the interstate.
Yes. My friend calls it DWBF, driving while breastfeeding.
Yes. Well, I said, I mean, certainly I don't think she should have been, I think she should have been stopped. I mean, whether or not they actually should prosecute her and all that. But I think that's a real dangerous thing to do.
Well, she should at least get a ticket right and have her child in a safety seat. That's.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then you couldn't breastfeed them to begin with. So she was breaking the law because of that as well. All right. Our guest talked about Big Brother coming to Walmart. Walmart is stocking radio frequency ID products like Gillette that'll be able to check you out as you check out. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing anything? Oh yeah, the song "Republican Sucks." We were having that
yes.
on the air, and there was somebody wrote in and said that I was demeaning.
Childish, were we childish
demeaning.
Time? I get that one a lot, yeah.
This is what Ron writes into calltalkyes@yahoo.com. The fellow who said you're cheapening your message by playing the Republican Suck song is full of baloney. Said.
Okay.
Something else. If you can't say that on the air, say full of doo-doo or full of it, or just he needs to lighten up. I love that song. I hope it really catches on. Right-wingers resort to the excuse that liberal talk radio is boring in their continuing efforts to keep us off the air, so it's fine for y'all to try to dress up your broadcasts with stuff like that song. And
thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right, good.
We'll keep playing it then.
Lots
no
of people
problem.
Patiently waiting. Gary, listen to KTRC in Santa Fe. Gary, it's Peter Werby and Jalene Jordan. This time, you're not there? With the right.
We'll
Chad, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
Chad, you are on the air. Go ahead.
Good.
Hey, terrific. No, you had you guys had mentioned earlier about Mervyn's and their little tags.
Right.
I work at Mervyn's, actually.
Really?
And I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Oh, I don't know.
I missed this.
Raquel from Austin, Texas, said that there were signs saying that this, you know, it has those things that they have to unclip in order to.
Well, okay, true, true. What we do have is we have ink tag devices that will
oh,
set
yeah.
off a when they pass through the little gates at the doorways, the radio signal will set off like a little, you know, ink container that will explode ink all over the product.
Oh, well, there you go. If we can't have it, nobody will.
That's just a theft deterrent there.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, embedding stuff in clothes or anything like that, no.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
That's a little much, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that, Chad.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it.
Don't let us get out of control now.
Yeah, right. We always like...
Don't let us just run with it.
All right.
Every time.
Bye-bye. Although I can't say... Oh, there we go. This is getting harder to hang up. Number 12. Come in. This is Peter Werby and Jalene Jordan at 1-800-TALK-YES. Number 12.
How are you doing?
Good. Listening to KTRC. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. I would like to talk about this assumption, this word that was invented maybe 10 or 15 years ago called homophobia.
Yeah.
If a person has a genuine religious belief and they do not approve of homosexuality, in the same way that a Jew does not approve of eating ham or a Muslim does not approve of believing that Jesus is the Son of God, they're not necessarily phobic of it. They just don't agree with it. In the same way you could call a Muslim a Jesusophobe or you could call a Jew a hamophobe.
Nah.
It's kind of ridiculous, and I think it's a made-up word.
Nah. Well, of course, all words are made up.
I don't really think... I think it's basically a word that's based entirely on a political agenda as opposed to an actual psychological condition.
Well, there is a phobia that people have this intense hatred and fear of homosexuals.
There are people that do. Yes, you're right.
But the fact, I know Orthodox Jews and I know Muslims, and both of them don't eat ham, by the way.
I understand that.
And they're not hamophobic. It's just part of their religious belief. I mean, someone...
Exactly. And then you could say the Catholics are all homophobes, which I've heard many times. No.
This is about
they just
people.
Believe that homosexuality is wrong, therefore they don't approve of it.
That's a choice of something to eat, not about the entire person and who they are.
I also made the reference of believing that Jesus was the Son of God or not. You could say you're a Jesusophobe or you're a Christophobe or something like that if you don't believe it or you don't approve of it. You just don't agree with it.
I think there are... Well, here, let's see if we can...
Labeling everybody a homophobe who doesn't agree with homosexuality...
I didn't say that. Let's say, or let me ask you and Jalene, I think some people could be religiously opposed to homosexuality same-sex relations without being homophobic, but just are directed by the religion. On the other hand, there are lots of homophobic people, and all you got to do is listen to some of these shock jock morning shows and listen to them.
And my only point being that some people... who are, I guess, would say, gay activists, or they're very interested in promoting whatever political agenda.
Don't say the gay agenda.
Please.
Please.
No, it's the gay marriage, whatever you want to call it, okay? They label everybody that opposes it for whatever reason a homophobe, and I don't necessarily believe that's
true.
Wait a
minute, you said they. You just labeled them.
Yeah, you're talking about everybody. Come on, that's the kind of...
If you oppose gay marriage, you're a homophobe, period. I've heard that before. I've heard numerous times.
Okay, well, I don't know. You can hear tons of stuff. And
I think you're pretty limited mentally if you oppose gay marriage. Absolutely.
You know, number 12, you frequently hear white males say stupid things. And since my father-in-law was, like you, a white male cab driver, he said the dumbest things in the world, and I never would associate what he said with you. Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling 1-800-TALK-YES. Let's go to Gary at KTRC, who says he was there. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Peter and Jalene.
Hi,
Gary. You can hear me now.
We can
hear you.
Just one real quick thing about your previous caller right there. I think one point that people sometimes forget is the people that have the most extreme views tend to get heard the most, and in our society, people tend to listen to them the most. But that wasn't really what I called about. I was interested particularly in your discussion with a guest last hour about the, I believe they call them smart tags for putting in in products.
Or radio frequency ID tags, RFID, yeah.
Yeah, I think commonly they were sort of called smart tags at one time. But anyway, I think this may be one of those cases where we have to be careful with new technology because there can be a lot of benefits to new technologies. It's just how we end up regulating them.
Well, there's never any public debate about the introduction of new technologies that can affect us all. I mean, we were talking yesterday about genetically modified organisms, and those are just being pushed on us by agribusiness and chemical companies particularly, and there's no public debate about whether we want them, and they won't even let us know whether the food we're consuming here in the United States is in it.
Yeah, well, I agree with you on that, and I say in a lot of public consent adoption, but perspective. I actually worked for a company a couple of years back that was looking into this technology with another company that I don't really want to mention who they were, but another big retailer.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea as far as why it was a good technology from their standpoint is that it could help optimize the supply chain. That is, you know, as products move from, you know, manufacturer to distributors, in the door of the distributor and out the door, getting split up, even in case lots and stuff being split up and going to different stores, it was a way of potentially tracking so that you could try to minimize inventory and identify bottlenecks.
Well, sure. A lot of that starts off allegedly with the best intentions, but when you start linking it all together, the manner in which we're surveilled, it gets to be kind of an ugly Big Brother picture. Hey, got to go. Thank you, Gary. Thanks for joining us at 1-800-TALK-YES. Peter Werby with Jalene Jordan. A couple callers on hold. You stay there. We'll get to you when we come back. Like to hear your opinion.
Nice drive, Jim.
Ah, thanks. You know, I wish my business plan was as straight. We just can't grow anymore with our current facility. I've looked at the price to build, but I'm afraid to spend the money.
Jim, I've known you since you've started your business. You succeeded because you made tough decisions and took risk.
Well...
Look, I had the same problem, but I called General Steel Corporation. The general helped me build my new office and warehouse, and I stayed within my budget. I couldn't believe the time and money I saved compared to traditional construction.
That's a steel building?
It sure is. But with the stucco and rock products provided by the general, you just can't tell. They engineered the building for this area and to fit my needs. When the economy rebounds, I'll be ready to gain market share.
Save time and money with a General Steel building. Call toll free 1-866-96-STEEL. Whether you need a 40 by 60 for under $13,000 or a 60 by 200 for under $49,000, call 1-866-96-STEEL. If you need space, you need the general. Call 1-866-96-STEEL today.
One of the reasons people give for not buying LoJack is where they live. But that has little to do with whether your car will be stolen. It's where you drive. Do you drive to work, to a mall, to the city? That's why you need LoJack. Nationally, stolen vehicles that have LoJack are recovered over 9 vehicle within 24 hours after you report it stolen to you the cost of your LoJack system. See your car or LoJack.com.
My cat Boots got stuck way up in a tree. My dad saw how scared I was. He climbed up there and got it down. I feel bad. I know he hurt his back. I saw him call the doctor.
The moment of choice. What will the doctor give you, Tylenol or Advil? Truth is, doctors nationwide choose Advil most for muscle aches, strains, and sprains. Advil can give you longer-lasting relief than Tylenol on tough pain.
Boots is okay. Dad's feeling better. How great is that?
For better relief, advance to Advil.
The Mike Molloy Show.
Well, let's move on to somebody who is evil but very bright. That would be Ari Fleischer. At the briefing today,
the job of anybody who is the White House press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking and why he's thinking it. And that's what I do for a living.
Yeah, right. The job of the press secretary is to faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
When do I get to my Game Boy? Hey, it's time for lunch. I want to take a nap. How do you spell Putin? Let me see. Who's the president of Afghanistan?
You know he tried to kill my dad?
Oh, my God. There's Laura with my milk. Faithfully articulate what the president is thinking?
Alrighty then.
The Mike Molloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, IE America Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the chart.
Your suggestions.
I think Doug Stephan should be on all day, 24/7, yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by with good will and volitional control.
Or whatever the heck that just was. So call 1-800-397-8255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing by. Just kidding. You have to leave a message.
take responsibility. They can't run and pissed us off, so we've begun a form of suicide.
Republicans suck!
Show 1-800-TALK-YES 1-800-825-5975.
We played it again. We've getting requests for it.
Play it again.
Steve wrote in and said, why do you play that? It cheapens your message. And, you know, you should be more like the implication, we should be more like National Pentagon Radio. But they already got that.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, you want to go listen to boring radio? Go ahead. But here is Frank writes into calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Two things. First, I think you ought to play the song again today. Well, good, Frank. We just did it.
We did.
Second, do you know where I can get those shirts that say, quote, true patriots oppose Bush that you gave away yesterday? I tried to call in but didn't win.
Yeah, I want one, too.
They're in.
Where do we get those?
I got them in Santa Fe. So wow. Someone listening in Santa Fe here. Actually, we have somebody from Santa Fe. It's Steve listening from Santa Fe. You're not the Steves, are you, that told me not to play Republican Suck?
No, I liked it.
Okay, good. He's listening to KTRC.
I agree with him.
Okay, good.
And I don't know where you can get the T-shirts. I'll have to look and maybe call you back.
Alia, yeah. If you're listening, Alia is one of our friends in Santa Fe, and she may even be the person that gave them to me or somebody that knows Alia.
She may even be the person who breastfed on the air.
She was.
The reason why I called was your last caller. I'm wondering why would somebody feel they need to oppose gay marriage in someone else and then think they're not gay phobic or homophobic.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I mean, I didn't want to, maybe I was starting to parse, as that word has popped up in our language, these little phrases. I suspect if, you know, he's called before and he would not oppose gay marriages. I don't know. I mean, I don't know the purpose of the call.
I don't either. I mean, there would be, in my estimation, no other way, you know, no other reason to oppose any marriage in anybody else other than, you know, in the instance of gays, homophobia. You know, I mean, what they want to do is fine with me. It doesn't mean I have to like it or want to do it. It's just that it's their business and not
sure.
Mine.
Well, Steve, here's what Richard in Durham, North Carolina writes in. He says, homophobia is a political agenda. Peter and Jolene, the reason opposition to equal rights and legal protection for gays and lesbians isn't the harmless belief that your caller suggested is that the belief is put into practice as discrimination, persecution, sometimes you didn't mention either, prosecution, and violence. In that respect, his disagreement with homosexuality is the real injustice, since gay Americans' personal lives have no effect on him, but his beliefs do have an effect on theirs. Very well said, Richard.
Excellent.
Very well said.
Well, thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Peter, Jillian. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah,
bye.
Think
bye.
About hate crimes. Oh, yeah. Peter. That was a female.
Here's Woody in Paris, Tennessee. Woody, it's Peter Werby and Jillian Jordan at 1-800-TALK-YES. Welcome.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
You know, just to go, I'm a real conservative guy, and I really don't have any problem with homosexuals getting married. I mean, that's so low on my list of things to worry about, it's not even funny. The only issue I might have with it would be regard to raising children. I'm a little uncomfortable with same-sex partners raising children. And maybe that's just something in me, you know, some of my Southern upbringing or whatever, but
it's gotta be.
I'm afraid that if you allow same-sex marriages, then it opens up all these other kettles of fish.
Well, it might. Woody, actually, the music's coming. It means I think this is an important subject. Do you have the time to hold on another couple
of
minutes?
Oh, yeah. I'm just driving.
Same-sex parents I know are better parents
hold on.
Than most.
Well, he's just driving that woman that just got busted. She was breastfeeding her baby. All right. We might let number 12 back on the air. He says his point was not taken right.
I say it's like fire.
No, I'd say blowtorch.
I describe it this
way. Congestion and pain. How can you cool the burning fast and pain fast? Alka-Seltzer with the refreshing lemon-lime taste. Nothing cools the burn of indigestion and pain faster. Use as directed.
You're listening to The Peter Werby Show, 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
This is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
It's day 10 on the picket line for nearly 500 telephone repair workers in Kentucky with no end in sight. The Altel Corporation bought its Kentucky operations from Verizon last year on the condition that the company honor all existing contracts, including its union's collective bargaining agreements. But two locals of the Communications Workers of America say the company hasn't lived up to its end of the bargain. They filed a complaint with the Kentucky Public Service Commission, as well as charges of bad faith bargaining with the National Labor Relations Board. A union spokesperson says Altel wants to gut its health care obligations to retirees, increase health care rates, and wants free rein to hire outside contractors. No new talks are scheduled.
A national referendum to protect workers in Italy from unjust termination failed this week after less than half the electorate cast ballots on it. A general strike last year forced Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi to drop plans to reform Italian labor law, making it easier for companies to fire workers. That backlash led to the referendum, but only 23.4% of eligible voters made it to the polls. This opens the door for Berlusconi to try again and weaken worker protections, but there's no indications yet he's ready to do that.
The Bush administration's quashing of safety regulations on a list of poisonous chemicals has labor groups accusing the White House of toxic politics. The regulations, which were first drafted during the Clinton administration, were supposed to have regulated the use of a range of chemicals that have been linked to a host of injuries and deaths among U.S. workers, including an explosion at a New Jersey plant that killed five in 1995. But recently, the Bush White House quietly shelved the proposal, according to Bush and Cheney, more than $216,000 presidential election.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
At Animal Talk, we think deep thoughts. We think about things that most people don't think about, such as, do dogfish chase catfish? Do jellyfish taste good with peanut butter? These are things that bother us. Why is it that Donald Duck doesn't wear any pants, but when he comes out of the shower, he wraps a towel around his waist?
Dude, you need a hobby.
Oh.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, The Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Welcome back, Julene Jordan. The music, brand new. John Mellencamp, yeah. And you can download this. Go to mellencamp.com, M-E-L-L-E-N-C-A-M-P.com. Mellencamp.com, and that's to Washington. And the album's called Trouble No More. Now, we're talking with Woody. He's in Paris, Tennessee. And he said, on one hand, he doesn't care. He said he's a conservative, but doesn't.
Low on his radar.
Low on his agenda. He doesn't care what people get married. But the concern was, am I correct, Woody, that we get into the area of adoption?
Yeah, that concerns me just a little. And let me qualify that. My dad kind of flew the coop when I was an infant. I was raised by my mother. And as a result of that, although I think she did a great job, I missed out on a lot of opportunities in life. I mean, I wasn't in scouts or in Little League or any of those things. And mainly that was me because, you know, I just didn't participate. And there's, as far as having the same-sex couples, it just might be as bad to have two fathers go as no father go. You know what I mean?
Well, there's a famous book. What is it? So-and-so has two mothers, two moms. There was a case of two men in Florida that had adopted these children. And usually now, the people that I see that have adopted children, no one adopts kids other than the ones that are sort of problems to adopt. There's sort of a glut on the adoption market, if you will, which is really unfortunate. So the people I know, they've adopted kids from Asia, from terrible countries, you know, from Latin America, places like that, sometimes even from Eastern Europe, which, you know, and it's very sad. It's very sad when either there's domestic populations that have so many children without without a family at all, and certainly in other countries as well. But what I've seen is that even among the heterosexual couples I know, they've taken in kids that if they hadn't taken them in, probably lives would have been that much worse, including kids from the United States as well. So I think that maybe having two dads or two moms as opposed to having to live a life in foster homes, and some of those folks do wonderful jobs, some of them don't.
Okay, may I chime in?
Sure, you may. Jolene Jordan, go
also,
for it.
Also, lesbian couples have their own babies. These women have their own babies. There are more options than
sure.
adopting. They're their children. And I don't really buy the whole thing about missing out on the dad thing. If a lesbian couple wants to have men in that child's life, it is so easy. You have a friend who's male, blah blah blah. You do those things. But the other thing is, it is all about the amount of love. Period. If those children are nurtured and loved, that's all they need. And I'm also going to say that most of the children of lesbian mothers who I know are smarter than most kids.
Yeah, actually, smarter. I forgot about this lesbian couple that I know. That they had, one of them had an artificial was artificially inseminated. They have this wonderful little girl, and the community that they're in, which includes heterosexual couples like my wife and I, you know, it's just fine. I mean, sure, maybe they're going to go somewhere, and someone's going to say, "Where's your dad? You got two moms. You can't have two." But
well, and the mothers, the parents of these children have already well prepared their children for these
sure.
types of
but you get that if you make choices
well,
that are out of the ordinary.
Do you see stability in these relationships?
Absolutely.
Well, do you see stability in heterosexual
yeah.
couples? Like, I'm sorry to say, Woody, in your family?
Well, you know, this really wouldn't be, because you know, I actually adopted my son when he's three, and my wife and I did, and we had to go through, you know,
hoops,
quite an anal inspection before they allowed us to adopt. and quite a bit of expense, I might add, also.
Sure.
But, and I know that 50%, or theoretically 50% of all heterosexual marriages end in divorce. I mean, so there's no sure thing.
Right.
But, I mean, I know just in the last few years, there was this big hoopla about Melissa Etheridge inseminating and her mate and blah, blah, blah. And a year after she had the baby, they were, you know, they're Splitsville.
But they
you
live
know,
next
so.
Door to each other and they see each other every day. It's all about being in their life. So what if you together don't love each other anymore? That happens all the time. And I really, really, it's just really not that different.
And well, go ahead. Yeah, what?
Last thing, I'm going to get off the horn so
sure.
the people can call in.
Thank you, Woody.
I don't know you guys. I don't know you guys' situation as far as, you know, you're married, got kids or whatever.
We're both married to members of the opposite sex.
And not
okay,
to
well,
each other. And not to each other.
When, if you haven't raised a teenager, you don't know stress in a marriage.
Okay. Thank you,
and
Woody.
The strongest relations get tried during the teen years.
Okay.
And
though,
if you can survive that, your marriage is strong. So.
Well, I think that gay couples face that as well as heterosexual couples.
Yeah,
thanks for joining
us
from Paris, Tennessee, Woody. I appreciate it. Here's Raquel, and actually we read, I already said it, but we already read, yeah, from Austin, Texas. She says, I don't know why the anti-abortionists are against gay marriages. At least they'll never have to worry about these couples having abortions. Hey.
Okay, all right.
Now let's get into this. So this actually, she leads us into something we wanted to talk about, Jolene. Let's hope that Roe v. Wade is never overturned, even though I would never have an abortion. I just can't see where Congress or anyone has the right to tell a woman what to do with her body.
And you know what I say to that, Peter Werby?
Amen?
U.S., out of my uterus. Get on out of there. there. Stay out of there.
They want these compulsory pregnancy people. That's the. It's not the pro. What is it? What do they call pro life? That's another one of these invented right wing phrases that they've been able to kick into the mainstream. They're not pro life at all. They're pro stick their nose into other people's business. They're actually what they should be called is the compulsory pregnancy movement.
Yes.
And they want predominantly male legislatures to make laws that would empower mostly male cops to determine when a woman can terminate a pregnancy or not.
Stay out of my uterus! Now, especially you men. Sorry, Peter.
It's okay. I'm not. I don't want to get near your uterus.
My husband, if you were listening today, would say, you know what? I think I'm not going to even go home. So I think I'm stay at work, sleep on the couch.
Yep. Anyways, this is an interesting turn of events, although we knew about this previously.
Oh, right.
This Norma McCorvey, who is actually the Jane Roe in Roe v. Wade, the former plaintiff in that case, this historic case that the Supreme Court of the United States, a conservative institution, the institution that has the final say on what's legal and what's constitutional, overturned it on the basis of a woman's privacy. She now has asked the court to overturn the case in which it found for her, and to consider what they call new evidence that abortion hurts women.
Okay, and therefore fueling the fire of those compulsory pregnancy people.
Yeah, yeah.
Fueling those fires. See, even Roe changed her mind.
She joined the anti-abortion fight almost 10 years ago, I knew that, and said she regrets her role in Roe v. Wade. She said the Supreme Court's decision is no longer valid because scientific and anecdotal evidence that has come to light in the last 30 years has shown the negative effects of abortion. Now, let me finish this. A jubilant McCorvey says, we're getting our babies back. She said, and she was flanked by about 60 women, some who sobbed and held signs that read, quote, I regret my abortion. Now,
I don't think any woman who has had an abortion is going to say, yay, woohoo! I'm so glad I did that.
Yeah, no.
I mean, come on.
Well, let me see. McCorvey said her attorneys asked the federal court to consider more than 5,400 pages of evidence, including 1,000 affidavits from women who say they regret their abortions. Well, what the hell does that have to do with a constitutional law? You know,
yeah.
I mean, nothing whatsoever.
We make choices in life that we regret all the time.
It is not uncommon, I think, for people often to make mistakes, or not even. Let me change that completely. It's not unusual for. And let me buy here. This man wants to pontificate about women's reproduction rights. So hold on here.
You can call. Do?
Yeah, I do. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. And women, if you've had an abortion, how you feel about it, I'd like to hear from you, or in men as well. But here's what I'm thinking, is that you do something, you know, it's like, say, like you're a doper when you're 23, right?
Whatever that means.
Yeah, you're smoking a lot of dope.
Heroin, okay.
No, just smoking a lot of dope, okay. You know, dropping acid. It's 1967. And then your kid says, you know, well, what do you think about smoking marijuana? That's
did
really terrible. Didn't you do it? It was a terrible mistake. I really regret that I did that.
I did not inhale, son.
Yeah. So it's sort of disingenuous in a way to say, I regret that. Well, certainly the kind of, I would say, vicious anti-abortion propaganda that is spread by the compulsory pregnancy movement adds to the fuel that, gee, maybe I did do something that was wrong. But here, Norma McCorvey, the Jane Roe of Roe v. Wade, she was a carnival barker. She had had like 2 abortions before. So I suspect, you know, I know people that have worked in carnivals. It's a pretty wild scene, right? Wild scene. So she, you know, could have lived a wild life, wasn't bright enough to use birth control like she should have. And so it was okay then. I mean, in other words, you know, there's women that have had abortions after they don't even know who the father is. And then, you know, suddenly they're 43 years old, 20 years later, and going, I should have kept my baby. Well, I don't mean, I shouldn't mock that. I don't mean it like that.
Well,
but
it's a sad thing.
It's sad.
It's a personal issue.
It made a lot of sense to do it then. You didn't want to be 23 years old and have a baby from a man you didn't know or wasn't even on the scene.
And struggle.
Yeah.
Probably struggle.
Yeah. So, So again, I wouldn't say it quite like you did, Jalene, but at least, you know, we're talking, the people that support the compulsory pregnancy movement are almost exclusively conservatives, and they're the ones that say they want to get government off of people's back.
Yeah.
And I can't think of a more personal way
of
getting in their biz.
Then, like up inside our business. Sorry.
Yeah, All right. Can I just, we are also talking about gay marriages as well.
Gay and lesbians, Peter. You've got to get it right. My lesbian friends are very upset.
I conclude women in that. I say gay women. Maybe. Get over it, Jillian's friend.
No!
Gay men and women. It just adds more gay people.
It's gay men. It's gays and lesbians.
All right. You know what? You're right. They do in the organizations, like in GLAAD and stuff like that, right?
Yes.
Gay and lesbian. Yeah, all right. Okay. I stand corrected.
Okay, good.
All right. Anyways, Canada's new marriage policy that would allow gays to get married and then also have their, and because of U.S. law, those marriages would be recognized in the United States. So particularly border cities like Detroit, where I live, a lot of people would be doing it. I say that's great.
Oh, things are just going to get crazy now there in Detroit.
But also, yeah, have a lot of wedding. Oh, man, this could cost me a lot of money.
Parties.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
People, I mean, people actually committing to each other and expressing their love? No, that's crazy.
Do you realize I'm just sitting here thinking how much this could all cost me? I know a lot of gay couples, men and women, and if they all have weddings, how much do you spend? We kind of routinely spend $50.
Well, to me, it depends on really the couple.
Who they? Yeah, if they were really close friends, I would spend more. Anyways, all right. The other thing is that Canada is also going to decriminalize possession of small amounts of marijuana. So here you have this nutball country that we live in.
Be smoking those flowers over there.
Yeah, except what's happening in Michigan? Michigan has 27 drug courts. I didn't even realize this, and they're going to add another 16 sites. So they're going to have 43. They're going to have 43 drug courts in Michigan alone, and this is going to cost an additional $4.3 million. If they weren't closing a cancer center in Detroit, if Detroit schools weren't closing, if libraries across the state weren't having shortened hours, if the state wasn't laying off workers, there's no way in the world that I would ever say that's all right to have any drug court. Wait a minute. I think we've got somebody that might have the final word on all of this. It's Bob from Fargo, Alabama. Bob, it's Peter Werby and Jillian Jordan at 1-800-TALK-YES. Do you approve of gay marriages?
Yeah, this is Bob calling from Fargo, Alabama.
Yeah.
Hi, Bob.
I know that you don't want to allow a Republican any time on the air because you always lose the debate and embarrass yourself in front of everybody.
Yeah.
I'm now head of Corporate Dads of America. I'm not ashamed.
You're ahead of what?
Corporate Dads of America, and I'm soon going to be appointed as cultural czar of the country.
Really?
And we're going to outlaw all the fine arts except for folk art, because that's what brought the Reagan era into power.
Uh-huh.
I'm playing for America. We've got enough power now that we fascists are not afraid to come out of the closet. We openly love fascism because it's the best system of government. Fascism is not perfect, but it's still the best and fairest system ever devised. Do you want to ask me why?
Well, I was going to say, what about democracy?
Hi, Bob.
Because it's corporate dad over America. It's because it's okay to have unlimited corporate welfare, but it's not okay to have any public welfare. Do you know why?
Why?
Why, Bob?
You don't ask me why. You don't talk back to me. Because I'm head of corporate dads in America. And you don't talk back to me because I'm going to be taking care of you on the New World Order slave plantation.
Wow.
Because
Bob.
I'm your big brother, corporate dad.
Well, Bob, one thing I got to tell you. You know your name? Don't spell it backwards.
You're so scary, Bob.
I'm going to spell corporate dad backwards. We got reports on you people that you have been teaching slaves how to read on the New World Order slave plantation. Do you and Julene not know that it's illegal to teach slaves to read on the New World Order slave plantation? We're going to get the home guard on you.
Well, all right, Bob. Thank you so much for joining us at 1-800-TALK-YES. I always like to give conservatives a fair shot at things. This is from
especially
Pete.
Especially really angry ones.
Yes. This is from Pete in Portland, Oregon. They are pro-birth rather than pro-life because once the baby is born, these conservatives do not support the social programs which provide the safety net for mother and child. Yeah, there is nothing approaching a pro-family agenda on the right wing. You can see it in other countries that allow all this paid family leave. They have birth leave.
Sure.
Canada.
Even fathers.
Canada, yeah, even for fathers. Canada gives stipends.
Hey, how about
Canada? Canada. Don't they allow gay marriages?
Partners are going to be able to get that time off. Woo! It's really going to get nutty out there.
Homophobes.
Look out.
Look out. All right. Peter Werby, Jelaine Jordan.
Go away.
We're having some fun. Hey, join us. And ultimately, this is serious. I mean, this is how we respect the people in our community and respect choices, even ones you may not agree with. All right, we'll be right back. 1-800-TALK-YES. If you're on hold, please hang on.
If you're an allergy sufferer and want non-drowsy prescription-strength medicine without a prescription, you have a new choice. Allivert. Allivert starts dissolving the instant it touches your tongue, without water. So you can take Allivert inside, outside, in your car, anywhere. It's non-drowsy relief even Claritin can't beat. New allergy medicine right when you need it, wherever you are. Directed.
My cat Boots got stuck way up in a tree. My dad saw how scared I was. He climbed up there and got it down. I feel bad. I know he hurt his back. I saw him call the doctor.
The moment is, what will the doctor give you, Tylenol or Advil? Truth is, doctors nationwide choose Advil most for muscle aches, strains, and sprains. Advil can give you longer-lasting relief than Tylenol on tough pain.
Boots is okay. Dad's feeling better. How great is that?
For better relief, advance to Advil.
Daddy, can't we read a different book tonight?
Shh. We're just getting to the good part. To set the correct throttle position, bolt to rotate arm.
Have a passion for fixing things? It's over 4.5 million parts for all major brands of lawn equipment and home appliances. Call 1-800-4-MY-HOME. Click on Sears.com or come into a Sears Parts and Repair Center. Where can you find parts for all major brands, no matter where you bought them? Sears. Where else?
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims, court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
You hear that? Doug made his confession that he used hair color.
Yeah, I was expecting to make it the treatise of the last month. Aren't you guys sweet?
I would recommend sticking with one color, however. Each month you'd have
I want to see you try the afro stuff.
Yeah, right. I'm going to do that.
I decided that it is not the color of the hair, but the head that it stuck to that's important.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Chris from New Mexico. Welcome to Animal Talk. What's up?
I have a neighbor decided to release 12 piranha into a river up here in northern New Mexico. But I'm wondering, I think that's a crime, isn't it?
It's not a crime, but it's a dumb idea.
Yeah.
You don't want the fish cops coming after you. Let me know.
But, I mean, could South American piranha survive?
not in northern New Mexico. And as soon as he dumped the fish in there, they went into shock. They were dead. Now, there are people who have released piranha in Florida, and they are in the canals. They are actually breeding and growing, and Florida is turning into the piranha state.
But would you blame me if I don't go wading for a little while?
Don't worry about it. The only problem is that if you go wading, wear waders, because if not, your lucky charms are not going to be the same size they were when you get out of the water.
Thank you for the visual. And I'll talk to you later.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
First they went and stole the election. The Supreme Court made the selection. The corporations gave the direction. They said, "Bush it."
The Peter Morgan Show, 1-800-POP-YES.
Thank you very much. Welcome back, Jalene Jordan. Welcome back to you as well. Yeah. Let me see. There was an email here I wanted to read. This is from Ron. Ron writes into calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Why does the government issue marriage license anyway? Isn't marriage and hasn't it always been just a church-state license allowing the licensees to have sex? Well, there you go. Here's Lesk in Boston, Massachusetts. Lesk, it's Peter Werbing, Jalene Jordan at 1-800-TALK-YES. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
I'm calling because I'm a lesbian mom, and I've been with my partner for over 18 years now.
Wow.
And some of the comments that many of your previous callers are just so out of touch with reality. It blows my mind that we live in the same country.
Yeah. On the same planet. They live on planet exactly. Bush, which is out past Uranus.
It's true, though.
I'm just one of the things that keeps coming up in many of the comments, though, that I would like to, I'm also an attorney, and I'd like to point out that, you know, it's not such a great idea for Americans to be running across the border to get married, because as we saw in the Vermont case where people had civil unions, they couldn't get divorced if the relationship didn't work out.
Ah.
Our courts don't recognize lesbian and gay marriages yet. So while it's a novel concept, those people who are in Vermont, who went to Vermont from other parts of the country, are finding it very difficult when those relationships don't work out.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think? There was the suggestion by Woody from Paris, Tennessee, that it just is a little too odd for a child to have two moms or two dads.
You know, my daughter hasn't had any issues with it at all. Now, that may be a product of living in Massachusetts, one of the more liberal parts of the country, but she has never been harassed for having two moms. She has, when she's been asked what her parents do, she says, one of my mothers is an attorney and my other mother is a computer nerd. And and that's the end of the story, and yeah. She has never had an issue with it.
That's good to hear.
She's now 13, so we've gone for quite a while through the school systems. It's a non-issue in our lives for the most part.
You know, I'm sorry. I would like to actually explore this a little more with you, but we're completely out of time for this hour.
That's too bad. Another time.
Well, do you want to hold on? We could do it, and if there's more to say, we could hold on and we could talk to you at the beginning of next hour.
Well, I'm an attorney. I can talk for hours.
Okay, hold on. Les from Boston, Massachusetts. She's
an honest attorney.
Yeah. This is a lesbian couple with a 13-year-old daughter, and we're
18 years together,
and we're addressing the issue that someone raised about adoption. All right, Jalene Jordan is with me. I'm Peter Werbe at 1-800-TALK-YES.
Not adoption, natural childbirth, Peter.
Oh, that was
natural childbirth.
Okay, well, we'll ask about that as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've been listening to The Peter Werbe Show on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
Brendan was spending the afternoon helping me pick out furniture for the new place.
The ladies are doing a little furniture shopping, are they?
That's scary. I hope you didn't make any choices without a professional.
Beanbag chairs for everybody.
God help us. Bearskin rug.
I put the car in swinger, baby.
On the IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Erica Kane. Montgomery County, Maryland Police Chief Charles Moose, who was the point person in the intensive investigation into last fall's D.C. area sniper attacks, has resigned his post. County officials say Moose handed in his resignation last night. He has been at the center of a storm with the county's Ethics Commission over his intentions to write a book and possibly screenplay about the sniper investigation. So far, no official reason has been given for his resignation. Phoenix Catholic Bishop Thomas O'Brien has submitted his resignation, and the Vatican has accepted it. The resignation came after his arrest in a fatal hit-and-run accident. O'Brien is free on a $45,000 bond. He says he did not stop at the time because he thought he had hit an animal or had a rock thrown at his car. The resignation comes on the heels of another scandal in which O'Brien signed a plea agreement, admitting he reassigned priests accused of sexual child abuse without telling their superiors about the allegations. An American soldier has been killed in a drive-by shooting in Baghdad. Officials say another soldier was wounded. There have been more violent incidents between U.S. troops and Iraqi civilians, as military sources confirm a soldier fired into a crowd of stone-throwing protesters outside the U.S. headquarters in Baghdad. An Article 32 hearing continues for an American soldier accused in the fatal grenade attack on fellow soldiers.
Sergeant Hassan Akbar faces murder and attempted murder charges. Two soldiers were killed and 14 injured in the March 22nd attack. 101st Airborne Division spokesman Major Trey Kate says it occurred on the eve of their scheduled move into Iraq.
We mourned our fallen comrades. We paid our respects to their families. They pulled up their bootstraps, and the next day they rolled out and went to war. Since that time, they've fought over 1,200 kilometers north.
The hearing should conclude Friday with findings. Due a week later. I'm Mary Perrin.
More after this.
Hey, Larry, baby, you want to go for a ride?
Why, Vince, I didn't know you cared.
I don't, but I'm looking for a baby.
But, Vince, we're crash dummies.
Well, your head's about the size of a baby. What are you doing? Taking it off!
Stop!
I'm using your head in a rear-facing infancy.
Why?
To show how babies up front are in airbag danger.
You know I get sick when I ride backwards and without a body.
Up in front, kids won't know what hit them when the airbag blows.
Then why do people put their kids up front, Vince?
I don't know. Maybe it makes them feel better to see them sitting by their side, although... if my baby looked like you, he'd ride in the trunk.
Hey, where are we going, Vince?
Yeah, you know that brick wall with the big bullseye?
Oh, I can see it vaguely in the back of my mind.
Well, in 2 seconds, that's exactly where it's going to be. Holy cow, Larry, you're embedded in the seat.
Tire iron.
I can't understand you. I'll go get a tire iron.
Thank you.
You could learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your kids in the back seat. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Natural gas prices are expected to stay within the $3.50 to $4.50 range for the time being. That's the prediction of Commerce Secretary Don Evans, who told a meeting of the National Federation of Businesses that he'd be hoping it might come lower over time, but not necessarily expecting it. While he admitted not knowing the magic number, he said businesses shouldn't plan on the numbers being back down in the $2 to $2.50 range. More news after this.
One of the reasons people give for not buying LoJack is where they live. But that has little to do with whether your car will be stolen. It's where you drive. Do you drive to work, to a mall, to the city? That's why you need LoJack. Nationally, stolen vehicles that have LoJack are recovered over 90% of the time. And LoJack guarantees they'll recover your vehicle within 24 hours after you report it stolen to the police, or LoJack will reimburse you the cost of your LoJack system. See your car dealer or LoJack.com.
Officials have declared a state of emergency in Benton Harbor, Michigan, and a curfew is being considered. The action comes in the wake of 2 nights of rioting in the town that has a history of racial tensions. The demonstrations began after a black motorcycle rider died during a chase by white police officers. The FBI says the investigation of a Frederick, Maryland pond has not yielded any new information into the deadly anthrax mailing attacks that left five people dead in 2001. FBI spokesperson Debbie Wireman says agents continue to search the drained pond for clues, but there is nothing new to report at this time. During an investigation last winter, the FBI found equipment in the pond that suggested that the killer may have manipulated anthrax spores in a chamber that was submerged under the water. I'm Erica Kane, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Petri dishes, grandma's parlor, and well-used tennis shoes. All breeding grounds for yucky mold. Don't wrinkle your nose, because you've got one, too, in your car. When we come back, I'll tell you where.
Rain-X now has a line of car waxes specially designed to protect your car's finish, not just to make it shiny and look good. Any wax can do that. Rain-X car waxes form a protective polymer seal over your car. The same way Rain-X windshield treatment repels water, Rain-X's new line of car waxes repel rain, road grime, UV rays, even tar. For a tough, protective barrier that does more than just keep your car's finish looking great, check out Rain-X's new line of car wax. Rain-X, protection you can see.
Your car's heater and air conditioner provide the perfect breeding ground for smelly mold and mildew. Here's a tip to eliminate these odors. Disconnect the AC compressor before starting your car in the morning. Set the emergency brake and crank your engine. Run your AC on max and in the recirculation mode. Then spray a small can of Lysol in the passenger's foot area behind the glove compartment. Let dry 1 hour and reconnect the compressor. Voila! A car that will smell fresher all season. Now for those tennis shoes. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Rain-X Wax, the ultimate shield.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
Welcome to the Peter Werby Show, where we dare to connect the dots. Call now at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Peter.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the broadcast. This is our third and final hour. Joining me, Jalene Jordan in Miami. I'm Peter Werby in Detroit, getting your calls at 1-800-TALK-YES.
Yes.
Boy, this is the show that dares to connect the dots. There's so many dots out on the table. We began with talking about that the Canadian government is going to legalize gay marriages. And so then we've had a lot of talk about what that means for gay and lesbian marriages.
Right. What are you apologizing for? Good job.
I said gay the first time.
Oh.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
And we've had tons of email, and we're also was brought up about what about the adoption of
Children of gays.
Children of gays. Well, some are adopted, and others, in the case of lesbians, they'll be artificially inseminated. I know a couple,
some
and
they right.
seem to be doing just fine. Hank in Seattle writes into calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Just wanted to say, if regretting, oh, this was also then the abortion thing. I forgot about that. Jane Roe, the Roe and Roe v. Wade, said that she regrets now having had an abortion and is asking that that Supreme Court decision be overturned. But here's what Hank says. Just wanted to say, if regretting an abortion were grounds for making it illegal, what does that say about the sex that created the unwanted pregnancy? Wouldn't that be regretted as well? Does that mean sex itself should be unconstitutional? All right. On the line
don't
with us
tempt
still.
Him.
Right. Don't tempt him is right. Is Lask from Boston, Massachusetts. She is in a relationship with a woman. They have a 13-year-old child, and it was adopted or a pregnancy?
There was a pregnancy in our family.
Do you want to tell us who?
My partner was
okay.
pregnant.
Right. How does one make the decision? If I may add, any of this is too personal, just say it's too personal.
No, I don't mind talking about it, except that that's more complicated than probably we have time for in this radio program. But the fact of the matter is, I was pregnant first. I had an early term miscarriage, and then I decided I really didn't have the energy to try that again. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, there was another womb in my family, so my partner took her turn, and that worked out delightfully.
Our two friends, we asked, and one of them said, I'm butch, she's femme. She has the baby. And I go, well,
that may work for some families.
Yes.
It just wasn't an issue in ours.
All right. But you were saying that our caller from Paris, Tennessee, said that they were afraid that the child that was going to be subjected to ridicule or gossip. And you said you've never faced that. And you said perhaps because you're in a very liberal part of the area, Boston, or of the country, Boston, Massachusetts.
Either that or we have very smart friends.
They don't mess with you, huh?
No, not exactly.
They get it.
You know, they like our family.
Oh, they get it, yeah.
You know, they get it. It's a non-issue.
Yeah, yeah. So, but you're all saying also you're an attorney, and you're saying that this might not be the kind of the idea that Canada is going to allow marriages, say, for people now can just, from Detroit, where I'm broadcasting from, can just go over into Windsor, and they're married, they come back, and they should be legally recognized in Michigan. But then you're asking, how do they get divorced?
That's right. I mean, it certainly was a question and remains a question with the Supreme Court case, the Vermont Supreme Court case, which created civil unions in Vermont. And it's been now, after a few years of these civil unions, some of the relationships, just as in heterosexual relationships, have not worked out. And people have wanted to petition for a divorce in their own home state. I know New York State had a case similar to this, and they did not. The court said, "I'm sorry, we don't recognize lesbian and gay marriage, and so we don't do lesbian and gay divorces. If you want to get divorced, you're going to have to go back to Vermont, establish residency, and then go through their divorce courts."
Hmm.
And that's a problem. Now, of course, many people are trying to use this as evidence to demonstrate that other states need to start recognizing the civil unions of Vermont, but we have a long way to go for that.
Sure. Well, a couple that I know, two women, they say they're getting married in every single country and state. I don't know how they're working this, that recognizes. I said, really? I said, well, in a lot of ways it's an excuse for traveling.
Yeah.
But it is. I
bet not one of them's an attorney.
No.
No, didn't think so.
But, Les, it must be, no matter how strong you are personally in your convictions, no matter how much a local community supports you and respect gives you the respect that you deserve, it still must be important to have some sort of social affirmation. I mean, it must be pretty insulting and galling to say that your relationship doesn't deserve the formal recognition that, like, mine does and Jolene's does.
It is rather offensive to me when I am presented with opinions and attitudes like that from other people. But for the most part, it is possibly because both my partner and I are professionals, that we have very clear understandings with each other in terms of who owns what property. Probably because I have a law degree, it makes it easier for us to, in some ways, protect ourselves where the average lesbian and gay couple, I think, faces more difficulty with that.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that we should have the right to marry, but I'm not entirely sure that all lesbians and gay men will take advantage of the right to marry, and nor should they. That for some people, marriage is just not what they want to do. Some people do not want to have the state involved in their relationships. And there are a lot of advantages to a lesbian and couple choosing to not get married. And I can give you a couple of those, for example. Like, when I applied to law school, I did not have to claim my partner's income when I was applying for financial aid.
Hmm.
If we had been legally married, I would have had to use her financial information, which probably would have precluded me from receiving any financial aid. And that's just one small example where some people may decide. I frankly can't understand why heterosexuals don't want more of us to get married for reasons just like that.
Yeah. Well, ultimately, it's all about choice, and that's what a democratic society is all about. And the more you limit choice, you start reaching the level. I don't know if you heard Bob from Fargo, Alabama.
Oh, I heard you.
Earlier, yeah. And that's the ultimate limitation of choice. And every time you limit choice, and no matter what you're doing, as long as it's not hurting other people, what's the rule of law? Should be hurt no other or something like that. That's where I think you draw the line. Well, Les, I want to thank you for spending the time with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. You have a good day now.
Thanks. You too.
Bye now.
Bye.
I was trying to explain all of that, but I think coming from someone who actually lives it is better.
Here's Ken in Janeville, Connecticut. Ken, hi. It's Peter Werbe and Jolene Jordan at 1-800-TALK-YES. Welcome.
welcome. Yes, she was very informative. I found her very interesting. In regard to Roe versus Wade and Roe, I remember reading an article a couple of years ago, kind of like what they did over in the Arkansas Project. There were a bunch of people chasing her around with money, offering to pay her to change her stance. So I don't put a lot of credence to that. I remember, this is kind of old news, I think she changed that, or so-called changed it a while ago. I think it's more bribed changed it than anything else.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of times people get grabbed by, you know, by the right wing doesn't just have money, but it also has this powerful, frequently has this powerful religious hold on people. And people that are kind of drifting without any purpose, suddenly they're going to be projected into national prominence. You know, she was Jane Roe. Now she, you know, she has a name. What's her name? McCorvey or something like that?
Well, and she knows this is a good time McCorvey, for her voice to be heard and accepted by. You know, Bush Co.
Yeah, Bush Co. And, that's right.
And also
Planet Bush.
Yeah, that press conference that you described, that really sounded like it was for show, kind of like, you know, the Wailing Wall type of thing, where basically they were put in front of cameras or mics or whatever so that they could wail, you know, kind of like the people, the professional people who were paid to go to graves and cry, even though they had nothing to do with the family.
Sure.
It sounded phony. I'd have to have seen it myself, but something stinks about it.
Well, the other thing, Ken, is that that Norma, what's her first name? Yeah, Norma McCorvey, who was the Jane Roe of Roe v. Wade, who now says she regrets having an abortion. She wanted Wade overturned, and then she was surrounded by 60 women, some who sobbed and held signs that read, "I regret my abortion." Well, what about the millions of women that have had abortions and don't regret it, that think that this was the thing to do? I know, you know, everything from young women to women that all of a sudden got pregnant at 44 and did not want to have them. I know women that have had abortions and went on to have families. I know women that had families and then thought, I don't want to have this, you know, third child and you know, and all of that. So the thing is, let people make their own choice. You can try to influence them all you want, as long as you do it peacefully, legally, and I mean, you can even have the kind of trashy propaganda that the compulsory pregnancy people have. It's well within you get out of it. That's what I say. Ken,
it seems that if I have a choice between regretting a choice but being able to make it or not being able to make it, I'd rather be able to make it. And as far as, you know, choosing the fetus over the live human being is already born, I think you have to choose for the latter, because otherwise what we're talking about is basically the woman becoming a uterus owned by the state until the baby is born.
There you go. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you. Bye.
Appreciate it. Thanks for calling 1-800-TALK. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's anything in the... What?
You said 1-800-TALK. Yeah. You're getting lazy, Peter.
I am. In fact, I'm taking the day off tomorrow.
I've
worked 3 days in a row. That's enough.
Really?
I'm off tomorrow. So are you, right?
Relax. I am.
The hardliest working man in show business. Butch in Nacogdoches, Texas, writes in to calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Why wouldn't the right wingers have an abortion when the only thing they have to look to is no jobs for their unborn when they grow up and no social programs to help while no work and no social security? Kind of puts the right wingers in a dilemma, too. So why not have an abortion than to have them homeless and barefooted, walking down the street hungry? Whoa.
Yeah, wow. Butch.
Yeah. I just changed the subject just a slightest little bit. This is from Ron, writes into calltalkyes@yahoo.com. We're always talking about these polls, and this one's at democrats.com. We haven't dealt with those folks in a while, have we?
No, we haven't, actually.
Yeah, so much so that I forgot the guy's name that's ahead of it. Remember, we've had him on the show before, haven't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Democrats.com, anyways. Here's their poll. You know, we're always talking about how things...
Bob Furtick, yeah.
We're always talking about how questions are posed and how they determine the answer. Well, how about this one? Which insane, preening, warmongering despot does George... Now, that's a fair question, isn't it?
Go ahead.
Okay. Which insane, preening, warmongering despot does George W. Bush most closely resemble? Here are your options. Napoleon, Alexander the Great, Adolf Hitler, Julius Caesar, Genghis Khan, or Attila the Hun, and lots more, says Ron. He says, I voted for Big Brother precisely because of what y'all are talking about now. They're watching us. That was the thing about, you know,
Oh, tracking in,
yeah,
in Walmart?
Here's something we almost never, ever do, and it's in some ways it's almost against my best judgment. I don't even have to deal with it, so I can think about it a little more. This was number 12, our cab driving friend from Santa Fe who listens diligently to KTRC, and he's one of these people that he's been bashed because of what he said about homophobia, right? Remember him?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, well, we usually don't let folks on a second time.
Peter.
Should we let him on?
Breaking our... Why not?
Okay, we'll let number 12, if you don't get a call, hang on, and we'll get you on when we come back. Peter Werbe and Jalene Jordan, 1-800-TALK-YES. Is, what's that? You say it better be good?
This must be good if you're letting him back up.
I don't know what he's going to say. I think he's going to say that people misinterpreted what he said, and he's not homophobic.
Okay.
All right.
We just can't grow anymore with our current build, but I'm afraid to spend the money.
Jim, I've started your business. You succeeded because you made tough...
No.
Look, I had the same problem, but I called General Steel Corporation. The general helped me build my new office and warehouse, and I stayed within my budget. I couldn't believe the time and money I saved compared to traditional construction.
That's a steel building?
It sure is, but with the stucco and rock products provided by the general, you just can't tell. They engineered the building for this area and to fit my needs. When the economy rebounds, I'll be ready to gain market share.
Save time and money with a General Steel building. Call toll-free 1-866-96-STEEL. Whether you need a 40 by 60 for under $13,000 or a 60 by 200 for under $49,000, call 1-866-96-STEEL. If you need space, you need the General. Call 1-866-96-STEEL today.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
The Bushites have hoisted themselves on their own political petard, and ouch, that can hurt. The petard in question is George's famous campaign slogan, promising that he would leave no child behind. That's a sweet thought, but it recently smashed up against the rock-hard right-wing ideology of plutocracy that is the governing ethic of this bunch, an ethic that basically preaches, leave no millionaire behind, and everyone else take the hindmost. At issue was George W.'s $350 billion tax giveaway to the wealthiest of the wealthy, the least needy families in America. The millionaire class will enjoy an average of about $93,000 a year from Uncle Sugar in this giveaway. There's even a special Hummer deduction tucked into the bill, sort of like a prize in a box of Cracker Jacks. It gives a tax deduction of up to $100,000 to business owners who buy a vehicle weighing at least 6,000 pounds. To provide a political sham for this rip-off by the rich, the Bushites tossed in a $400 per child increase in the child tax credit, allowing George to proclaim with a straight face that his plutocratic boondoggle will, quote, reduce tax rates for everyone who paid. Nearly 12 million children live in low-income income tax, but were simply excluded from credit. That's one in every six children, including, ironically, the children of some of the military. Yet, when confronted this, Tom DeLay, the Bushites' chief operative, waved his hand dismissively and barked, "There are a lot of things more important than that." This is Jim Hightower saying, "Yeah, Tom, things like integrity, fairness, and honesty. There you have it, poor working families."
I'm a shower slipping in the poles. I guess without to make a statement. Who cares what you think? Let's roll. Well, call it liberation, hear the cheers of thanks. Now, never mind the bodies broken underneath our tanks.
GI Bill. You gotta bomb Iraq. Gotta shoot to kill, buddy.
The Peter Werby Show. 1-800-TALK-YES. 1-800-825-5937.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Jalene Jordan, welcome back as well.
That's good. I like that.
Billy Eli. E-L-Y. Eli, yeah, E-L-Y. BillyEli.com. You can go to. All right. I don't know why I'm doing this, but real quickly, number 12. You know, if you didn't make yourself clear, that's your problem. Why are we giving you a second shot?
Okay. I think my call dropped or something like that. Or, I'm sorry, there's some guys trying to chew my ear off here and get directions from me. I have to ignore them. real quick. I was addressing a word and a term. And a
homophobia. Yeah.
You were. You're
yes,
right.
And I did not address gay marriage. And see, you can see how emotionally charged this word is and this term is, because as soon as I brought it up, I was called a homophobe. I don't really care either way. It basically does not enter my consciousness unless it's brought up in talk radio.
But who called you that?
That's your business. That's whoever's business. I don't care about it. But I was basically saying that there's some people that have a severe or sincere, or whatever you want to call it, belief that it's wrong, and that's their business, and they are not necessarily phobic of it. They're not afraid of it, and the term implies that the person is necessarily afraid of it.
Well, that is true. A phobia is something that you fear greatly and irrationally, and I don't know if you agree with me, Jalene. You can be anti-gay. I don't know why we got to parse this out. So you can be anti-gay and not homophobic, but what's the difference?
I think it all is fear-driven.
Well, ultimately, it all is. All right, I hope we got that straight. Thank you. Number 12. Here's Pat driving through Utah. It's Peter Werby and Jalene Jordan. Are you listening on Sirius Channel 145?
Yes.
Hi, Pat. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Peter. Hi, Jalene.
Hi, Pat.
I am very, very nervous. Please bear with me.
You're fine. Deep breath.
Never confess.
I've got a slightly different thing that I want to say on the abortion issue.
Sure.
And I've never, ever heard anybody say this. As a 47-year-old female, I am childless by choice. And I choose to be childless because I am terrified to have a baby. I am terrified, petrified to go through the amount of pain that it takes to have a baby. And there is nobody on the face of the earth that should have a right to force me to go through that hell. And I will fight anybody that thinks that they have a right to take me absolutely hostage and hold me and force me against my will to go through that.
Go through pregnancy. So that's why we call them the compulsory pregnancy movement. The people, the...
Well, I call it what the pro-lifers want to do is institute forced childbirth.
Sure.
That's the way I see it.
Pat, I agree with you, but what I'm trying to do is not give them that phrase pro-life, because they are not pro-life in the slightest. They are anti-choice. They can at least say they're anti-abortion. I call them compulsory pregnancy.
Well, everybody thinks that just because a person is born a female, that they want to go through that and that they look forward to it. And I don't.
Well,
you know what, Pat and I are exactly alike, Peter.
Really?
Pat, you and I, that is why I don't have children. I'm 38 years old. I have no children. I have no plans on having children. I don't want to be pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go through all of that.
Well, actually,
adoption maybe someday.
Yeah, well, Marilyn and I are childless as well. But
yeah.
I don't think she'd like me talking about why we.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Thank you, Pat. I asked you, are you listening on Sirius Radio?
Yes, I am, and I love it. It's wonderful.
Well,
it has
great.
Everything that we love. My husband and I have been Sirius subscribers for over a year now, and
beautiful,
terrific.
Couldn't be without it.
Thank you so.
You can get a little home receiver.
Appreciate it. Yeah, home receivers are available. SIRIUS.com. You can listen to this broadcast anywhere in the maybe world. We'll be right back. I'd like to hear from you.
Mom, what's wrong?
My knees are killing me. I shouldn't have jogged this morning.
Today's my party. You gonna be okay?
I should be. The party's hours away.
And we have tons to do.
The moment of choice, Tylenol or Advil. Which works better to get you through the day? Truth is, Advil can give you longer-lasting relief, better relief than Tylenol for tough muscle aches and pain. And Advil is gentle on your stomach.
Mom, You look like you're having fun.
I really am.
For better relief, Advanced Hold.
Family Talk with Mike Riera is next.
The mud beneath coastal water. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Set the balance in marine ecosystems, than which people use as fertilizer. United States has doubled the amount that enters marine ecosystems.
Nitrogen is a plant food and plants are fish food, so it should be potentially a positive thing to have more nitrogen in the marine environment. But for a variety of reasons, too much nitrogen produces too much plant growth. It ends up depleting the oxygen in the water and having a lot of harmful effects.
That's Ann Giblin, a biochemist at the Marine Biological Laboratory in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. Giblin studies underwater soils that filter out nitrogen and release it as a harmless gas. She works in estuaries where rivers flow into the ocean.
The process we're studying is called denitrification, and it's a process carried out by bacteria. And these bacteria live in the mud, and they take the nitrogen that's in a chemical form as fertilizer that you and I would put on our gardens, and they use it in a different way, and they convert it into nitrogen gas, which most plants don't use.
Giblin monitors bacterial activity in estuaries along the coast of Massachusetts, where rivers feed into Boston Harbor and Plum Island Sound. She compares the rates at which different estuaries remove nitrogen from their waters.
And by knowing which estuaries are more effective at nitrogen removal and what's controlling that to some extent, we might be able to at least make predictions about whether land use change in one area is apt to have a greater effect than in another area.
Giblin's work will help identify areas that could benefit most from land use strategies of the excess nutrients. Earthwatch Radio, Lord Nelson Institute, and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
Show.
Doug's in Santa Fe listening to KTRC.
Isn't it good that the people that are in power can always contradict themselves?
Yeah, did you?
The Constitution wasn't legal in Iraq, but yet Saddam Hussein had series of concubines, one of which prior to the war.
Right. Turned out he uses Viagra. But so does Bob Dole. But so does Bob Dole. And thank you for Viagra. How many people are getting to go to Viagra Falls these days that previously couldn't? So it's a good thing.
Did you know this, that Saddam also wrote romance novels, writes them, writes plays and things like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and he likes Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
He takes Viagra, puts on the Frank Sinatra tunes, and off he goes.
The Peter Werby Show, weekdays from 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Show 1-800-TALK-YES 1-800-825-5937.
Thank you very much for talking about the attack on the right Roe v. Wade, who is completely turned around. And
oh, I
also,
you were saying she was hanging on to go on the air.
No. Also, we're talking about the fact that Canada is going to allow gay marriages. Now, it's interesting that those issues are kind of conjoined, if you will, and they are particularly in the minds of people with repressive personalities, I think. Could I do
agree.
Just a little bit of show business on the air here? You know, I'm in Detroit.
Depends.
Jalene is in Miami.
Think it will make me happy or not?
No, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh,
I want to know why. We communicate by instant messaging. Why do you insist on having type that is so much larger than mine? Or is it that you don't think I can read it?
No, here's the deal.
Okay.
I'll type so many things, and then a couple days later you'll be like, did you tell me that? And I say, yeah. So I figure.
This is from Savannah, and in Toronto, so same-sex marriages if she chooses. But she says, in your relationship, it seems to me that this is a matter between myself. My government forces me to file a joint tax return once we have lived together for 2 years, just like heterosexual couples. That's pretty interesting.
Yes, it is.
It is outrageous, she says, that the government would benefit financially probably from a relationship they refused until now to recognize. Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Also, it's galling, she says, that non-gay, non-lesbian people insist on being so vocal on something that does not affect them.
See, that's true. That's why I always get upset when men talk about abortion.
Yep. She says, I don't tell them they shouldn't have equal rights. It smacks of hypocrisy to me. Well, I certainly agree. Let's continue on with our discussion on this or any other subject as well. We're open line as usual. We're all ADD on this bus.
Hey, let's give the email in case anyone else wants to...
Calltalkyes@yahoo.com.
Calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Great.
Yeah. And also, you can go to my website, Peter Werbe, PeterWerbe.com. PeterWerbe.com. It's sort of on hold right now because we're going to redesign it, hopefully even have a chat room. A lot of people have asked for that. And so some of the stuff is a bit dated, but if you haven't been there, there's a lot of really interesting links. A lot of the poop on the Bush boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here is Roy in Rio Rancho, New Mexico, just south of Santa Fe, in between Santa Fe and Albuquerque. He's listening to KTRC. Hi, Roy.
Good afternoon, Peter.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Good to hear from you, or good to hear you back.
I was going
to
say, you called me.
A couple of free comments. One with Pat, childish by choice and whatever. The fear and the angst that I felt in her voice, it's like, hey, investigate hypnobirthing. We can take care of a lot of those problems.
No, I don't think she wants to do it at all. Even with
it's no big deal if it doesn't.
Right.
But let's get rid of the fear anyway.
Well,
I come at this as an adoptive grandparent. My son and daughter-in-law adopted a beautiful little baby last fall in Russia.
Really?
Mm-hmm. As a hypnotherapist, I have worked with numerous people that have had some guilt issues over the abortion thing, but it was more from all of the pressure and pressure. I mean, there's no other word for it that has been imposed on them by outsiders. It was not the guilt that they felt personally.
It came from the compulsory pregnancy movement, yeah.
I've never talked to anybody that didn't anguish over making the decision. One of the best employees I ever had, anguished and just problemed. And we worked through it, and we, I supported her, my wife supported her, whatever.
I mean, I'm not privy to everything that goes through the women that I know that have minds who have had abortions, but it doesn't appear to me that I would say next to none of them appear, at least outwardly, to ever express to me, or have they expressed to Marilyn, my wife, that that they had any problems.
When you're with the high profile pressure of these right wingers that just keep hammering it and hammering it.
Well, they want to make you miserable. That's their, they're miserable people, so that's their task in life, because people on the left tend a lot more towards joy. I mean, I know they got a lot of joy in Jesus and all that. You see them, always smiling and laughing, but outside and Gaia bless them and all that. But, the kind of, and still do. I mean, you see the religious fundamentalists all around.
Somebody had emailed in that just a legal way to have sex, and that way you're...
Yeah.
And they're not, they're not pro-life, they're anti-sex.
You're absolutely right. I've never had any guilt anyway.
No guilt, I don't think the person who wrote in is having guilt. I don't think anyone's having much guilt.
Well, I think people are, but they ought to deal with it and not make their problems our problems. That is the problem with people with problems. They tend to make their problems our problems. And then some of their problems are so great and they get in movements and they want to make it the whole country's problems or the whole world's problems. Thank you, Roy. Thanks for calling in from Rio Rancho and listening to KTRC. Here is Marie in Dallas, Texas. Marie, it's Peter Werbe and Jalene Jordan at 1-800-TALK-YES. Hi.
I'd like to change the subject just a little bit.
Sure.
I wondered if you read David Broder's article in Washington Post today. It sort of has something to do with the subject you're talking about. Grover Norquist coming out blatantly saying that the Republicans will have control till 2012 because of the Republican redistricting.
No, but I know that that's happening, and that's part of their scheme. The Democrats have no plans, no battle strategy, nothing. They're just hoping they may be for, they'll reelect us or elect us or something
that.
They are dealing with Attila the Hun in terms of the Republicans, and the Democrats just do not get it.
Well, it was stated so openly in that column, and if that's the case, Roe v. Wade would never stand a chance.
Well, I'll tell you, all hell will break loose if they try to make abortion illegal again. And I think the real savvy people, the real opportunists in the Bush center are not going to move towards that. I don't know what they're going to do, because on one hand, they have this debt to this, well, they're always looking at, how will this particular...
In the 40s, when I saw ended in debt and body weight ever...
Mm-hmm.
No,
not at all. I said right. No, absolutely not. We agree with you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Marie.
I hope you discussed that Grover Norquist at some point.
Yes, he wants to drown. Okay. Thank you, Marie. He wants to drown, make government so small they can drown it in a bathtub. Now, if you had a pure anarchist view that life without government, governments are awful, and they always have been ever since they arose to protect power and privilege and wealth. But what they're talking about is essentially they're going to wind up with warlordism, except it's going to be corporatism, which, as Bob from Fargo, Alabama, reminded us, is essentially fascism. So you'll have a war state, and that's all that money will be spent on. Now, here's Russ in Santa Cruz, California. He wrote into calltalkyes@yahoo.com. He says, I think conservatives view homosexuality as a threat to their views. Homosexuality and feminism go against their religious views and their views of what a family should look like. They want women uneducated and at home making babies and gays to stay locked in the closet. These anti-gay guys think they know what is best for everyone. By denying rights to gay couples, do they think they're going to convert gays into being straight? When will these knuckle-draggers evolve and stop meddling in people's personal lives?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here, here.
All right, here's Will in Denver. Will, it's Peter Werby and Jalene Jordan at 1-800-TALK-YES. Welcome.
Hey, Peter. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I'm calling just the whole same-sex marriage and the abortion rights debate kind of ties into one single issue, which is the fundamental right to privacy.
Sure.
And one of the things that the conservatives have demonstrated themselves to be hypocrites about is the fact that, Rick Santorum is just a prime example. Here's a guy who flat out said the government should have the right to invade bedrooms of consenting adults.
Yeah.
And to dictate how they live their lives. And, one of the things that wasn't pointed out when Robert Bork was up for the Supreme Court was the fact he flat out said there is no such thing as a constitutional right to privacy. And the conservatives are very big on pointing out that they're getting government out of their private lives, but they're still pounding on your bedroom door.
They are indeed, and it's hypocrisy of the worst order because it affects people very, very directly. And in the wake of their mean-spirited view of the world, you have a lot of people that have been hurt. And in fact, probably with all of their repressive measures in so many aspects that hurt no one else, there's probably millions of people that have been everything from jailed to killed to beaten to discriminated against and just made to feel badly about themselves. And it's time things change.
It's going to be interesting to see what the Supreme Court decides in that Texas sodomy statute case, which they're supposed to be ruling about, to see what Bush said, because his far-right people are going to be demanding that he denounce that decision.
I don't think Bush is going to say that. Hasn't come in yet, right?
Not yet.
Yeah.
Should happen any day now.
I think, call me stupid or naive, but I think the court is going to hold that law is unconstitutional.
Good. Well, based on the oral arguments, the transcripts that I'd heard and read, they're leaning that way, but with this court, you never know. They're in Bush's pocket. So.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they
wait to see.
We know that. They selected him.
That's
right. Will, thank you very much.
You did good work.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. Thanks for calling 1-800-TALK-YES. John Fisher, director of advocacy for Egal Canada, a group that's been working for same-sex marriage in the courts, and says every movement has its human rights milestones. Just as the day women acquired the right to vote was ruled as unconstitutional, so too same-sex couples have finally acquired the right to marry. And where did they say something? There was a nice something about being a gay day.
I thought it was really interesting what Savannah wrote in about the fact that if she, after living with her partner of 2 years, that she has to
pay taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, actually, it wasn't I misread this. It wasn't talking about a gay day. It says June 17th. That's the day the court announced in Canada its decision that, the cabinet of Canada announced that they were going to support same-sex marriage legislation. Sven Robinson, a gay member of the House of Commons from the left-of-center New Democratic Party, said June 17th of 2003 is going to be a day gay and lesbian people remember for a long, long time to come. I thought he said it was a gay day. Never mind.
Okay. I think that's Disney World.
Yes. Also, I was trying to fumble through this rule of what kind of behavior is permissible. So, and I was saying something about doing medicine. First, do no harm. I was actually...
I have pagan friends. Are you listening?
Yeah, pagan friends of pagan stuff. You know, I mean, things here.
Love nature. Right?
Yeah, you don't want to hurt anybody. Pick any topic? I mean, actually, we still have, like, tons of email and stuff like that. I'm getting...
Here's an email. I'm in our email now. Okay.
Yeah.
This is from Lovey. My two cents. Not all gays and lesbians want to get married, just as not all heterosexual couples who live together get married, like I said earlier. She says she has been with her partner for 8 years. We're more than content at this time to live together mm-hmm. without needing government approval. Another position that I've heard is that some people, both straight, may have witnessed such nasty divorce families that they don't want to subject themselves. It would be nice to have the choice of right.
There you go. We actually have...
From Connecticut.
Sorry.
Thank you,
we actually have friends that are a heterosexual couple that are not married and have a child who is like 13 years old. And
First of all, I would suggest to Julene give a name.
Tylenol.
Advil for my back.
Advil is my doctor.
Truth is, doctors nationwide choose Advil on tough pain.
Now I always make sure.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about? A valuable source of news and information that corporate media...
He was talking about In These Times. A bi-weekly... In These Times has won more Project Censored awards. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity fixated news media, I say stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Attention all plaintiffs. If personal injury, medical malpractice, accident, or other disaster has left you helpless and desperate, call now 800-586-5493 and receive up to $50,000 instant pay is yours until your case settles. You pay 800-586-5493. Your lawsuit has merit and the cash is yours to whatever you need. Take care of living expenses, car payments. No payments needed until your case settles. No employment requirements. No credit checks. Call now, 800-586-5493. Your cash is waiting for your call. Express Lawsuit Funding is waiting to help you. Call 800-586-5493.
Progressive information and entertaining programming throughout your countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffens Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Rambling with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Show.
Joining us now is Jason Campbell with the Christian Action Network.
Well, since 1991, the gay movement has gone down to Disney to do these gay days. You've had events where you've had Mickey Mouse with Goofy in sexual positions.
Ah!
Homosexual movies are shown on the Disney transportation systems. And what kind of movies, for God's sake, do they show on these buses?
Triple X.
Oh, you're kidding.
If a child's riding beside one of the buses and looks up and says, Daddy, what is that on the television monitor?
Right.
It's going to be an embarrassing moment.
Oh, it'll be worse than embarrassing. The child will be scarred for life.
Right. That's what the homosexuals want.
Well, I know. They're after the kids. Never heard the program before and just went, oh, Jesus, this wing freak.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday night, Eastern Standard Time on IE America.
All right, Republicans, line up for duty. Where are you going? Hey!
Chicken hawks. Chicken hawks. Chicken hawks. Chicken hawks.
Trent Clark.
He didn't serve.
Dick Cheney.
He didn't serve.
John Ashcroft.
He didn't serve.
And George Bush was A-W-O-L.
Chicken hawks.
Back to the show. It's Peter Werby. Call Peter at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937.
Carl Rove.
He didn't serve.
Yeah, that Phil Graham, he didn't serve either. That's the deal with these Republicans. They love war, except all of them scammed out of it. Scammed out of the opportunity to fight communism. They wanted just the working class to go fight that battle. Now they're the great warmongers. Jalene Jordan, here is email from Julie writing from Ann Arbor alerting us to the fact that the founder of the International Solidarity Movement, Hawaita Araf, remember she is the wife of Adam Shapiro?
Yes, we've had them both on the show.
Both, and this is really a Palestinian American, lives here in Detroit. Adam Shapiro, a Jewish American. She was taken into custody at Huwara checkpoint near Nablus today after she protested the abusive treatment Palestinians were receiving from Israeli forces. Hawaita began negotiating with soldiers to secure the release of two Palestinian men who had been detained in the sun with their hands tied behind their back for over 3 hours. One of the men has a bad back and was detained while trying to cross the checkpoint on his way to an appointment with a physician. And the intense hatred that this drives for the Israelis in the occupied territories is now being reflected in what the United States is doing in Iraq as the occupied